Blog Talk Radio.
These pimps and simps who get up trying to perpetrate about they're trying to be about black business and all they are is LGBT surrogates, like the Black Caucus. And I look at the people like Al Sharpton, Cory Booker, Don Lemon, and crying Van Jones, I call CNN, crying Negro Network, and idiots like that.
What you say, the crying Negro Network?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
You know, see, CNN has Anderson Cooper and did, you know, dip his little sweet butt in the tea to make the tea. Then they squeeze Don Lemon's little sweet butt when his wife husband isn't around and add lemon to it. And he add sugar from Van Jones and he cries a few tears in it to add a little unique character to the tea.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they push this stuff too. See that narrative they do.
Uh-huh.
You got to think, like, they're trying to incite, get Trump still for inciting a riot in D.C. What did he do? He told all these people to come and demonstrate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the First Amendment, for those who've never read it, says you have a right that shall not be abridged to assemble and petition for redress of grievance. That means you have a demonstration, and the petition doesn't have to be in writing. It's been the law for 240 years. It can be by protest. You have a right to assemble, to petition, protest for redress of grievance. In other words, you got a problem you want fixed. That's all they did. Now, it's been long the law that if somebody independently decides to get unruly, you are not responsible for what they do as long as what you were advocating was peaceful. But on the other hand, look at Maxine Waters to show you where there's an agenda. She actually was out advocating for people to spit on somebody with a MAGA hat. They had support Trump bumper sticker, break out the car windows, turn the things over, get unruly and burn stuff up. That actually is incitement of violence, which is in fact criminal. Now, they don't go after her. They just have this thing on Trump. Now, I don't particularly like Trump, but I'm not against him. I did not vote for that damn fool that they had running against him, that racist dog, what I heard the first time in 1972 when I was doing an intern thing at a D.C. think tank, when he was out there with James O. Eastland, John B. Stennis, Faubus came in from Arkansas. That's the fool who said they'd never integrate the Little Rock High School. They had Wallace there, who was wheeled in, and they had Bird, the former Grand Dragon of the Klan, and they were talking about this young man who had a stupid-looking ducktail like he was back in the 1950s, was the last true yellow dog Dixiecrat, and they were talking about Joe Biden.
All right. We got Joe, Cinnamon, Lori Ann. How you guys all doing?
Hello, hello, happy Saturday, and somebody don't send a fax.
Oh, really? What was that? I think that's probably Joe playing with his phones again.
Yeah,
wow.
That was me. Sorry.
That's all right. I got another ear.
Joe, where have you been?
Where the hell you been? You haven't had a show. Jemina hasn't had a show.
I had my shows. I had my show on Wednesday. I had my show on Sunday, like I said I would.
Oh, Sunday.
You're the one that's been MIA.
Oh, Sunday. You forget about Sundays from now on.
I don't have a guest this Sunday, nor a co-host, so I'm putting it out there. But I think Pianki's going to call in to talk about stuff or whatever, so it's going to be an open show on Sunday.
No.
So hopefully you'll call in.
Okay. So how are you guys doing?
I was even calling for you. I've established a somewhat funky, kind of annoying accent when I'm trying to call you and wake you up.
Oh, you mean like last week? I probably fell asleep.
Probably. I was going, hey, Joey. Joey,
oh.
Where are you? Wake
yeah.
up, Joey.
Yeah, that sounds like me. I always wake up when I'm always hearing that Australian voice when she says, thank you for calling Blog Talk Radio. I wake up at the exact same time, so she's pretty good at waking my ass up.
That's right. How's everybody doing today?
How are you doing, Don?
Groovy. Gentlemen, how are you doing?
Oh, sir,
I'm
you're
here.
Huh. You usually don't show up except for about an hour later.
Huh. Well, I'm off today.
Ah, how about that? All right.
Hey,
well,
this
has been a bad. Sorry.
That's okay.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying hi back.
Oh. This has been a bad week. There's been a lot. I think the quickening is getting quicker. So we have to prepare ourselves, fellow Americans, to hyperinflation, food shortages, monkeypox, the WHO taking over the world, and Biden signing us our sovereignty over to them. Shortages of baby food. We're going to have
now
to
they
prepare.
Just started that plant back up today.
Huh?
They just the FDA gave the plant the okay to go ahead and start production. They're starting production tomorrow.
Of what?
The baby formula.
Production of what?
The baby formula.
Oh, okay. I hadn't heard what you said and automatically,
yeah, and
what came to mind was monkeypox vaccine. I'm going, see?
Yeah. The CEO of the company.
Of
said
Pfizer?
That,
yeah.
What company?
Of the baby.
Abbott.
Baby food.
Oh, baby food.
The baby
okay.
formula.
Yeah.
All right.
They said even, you know, they're going to ramp up production for more than what they normally do.
Yeah.
To try and,
well,
you know,
we figured
still
that,
backfill.
Yeah.
But they figured it's not going to, it's still going to be in short supply until probably like September, possibly October.
Well, thank goodness we don't have babies. There you go.
Yeah, but I've read that I think what we have now is a 10-week limit, or 10 weeks left to go for the baby food, and 10 weeks left to go, I think, for oil reserves, maybe, if my memory serves me right. Like I'm saying, this is a bad week.
Ain't a good one, is it?
No, I mean, it's more or less a repeat of what's been happening, but it's happening now at a faster pace, and some other elements have been combined. The Dems want to eliminate the right to assemble, so that came down a couple of weeks ago.
I did not hear about that one.
A whole bunch of other stuff.
Oh yeah.
Well, Janet Yellen admitted today that inflation is not what they thought it was, and that there's really nothing they can do to slow it down. It's something that's just going to have to work itself out.
Yeah.
No, she's raising the interest. I'd like to know why raising interest rates. I'd like to know what economist, what person who knows how to add up one and one thinks that raising interest rates is going to fight inflation. It's pouring gasoline on the fire.
Quit printing damn cheap money.
And raising the interest rates and charging people more for it. People remember back in the 80s when interest rates were 17 and 18%. How is that fighting inflation? You borrow money, you got to pay it back at 18%.
quite a
right
bit.
Right now, we have credit card rates 23%. How is that fighting inflation?
Don't know,
Joe.
You got
to make more money to pay for increased prices because of the interest rates, which are now part of the bottom line, which raises the prices of the corporations of what they're selling. So,
Yeah, we can.
And it can have something to do with the interest rates being at near zero means that more and more of the money is in the form of debt instead of direct. And then when you increase the interest rate, that is kind of a deterrent from over debtness on the people. But of course our government can print up as much as they want for whatever they want. You know, we can give $40 billion to the Ukraine and then less than a week later, oh, here's another $700 million because apparently the $40 billion wasn't enough. Oh, and by the way, here's, you know, $5.5 billion to wipe the slate clean of a whole bunch of people for student debt. And then we're going to do more. I mean, and so it's just this, you know, our government, if they stop doing this, then having the interest rates come up a little bit would actually stabilize the economy because people wouldn't be borrowing and borrowing and borrowing. And the more debt there is, the more people that are indebted, the more the value of the dollar goes down because it's all debt money instead of paying it back. And then it feeds itself like that, right? And so, yeah, then that's part of the trap as well. That's the trap of the Federal Reserve, is to lower the interest rates to make debt so much easier for so many more people to obtain easily at a lower cost, get them entrapped into it. It is a form of entrapment. And then start raising the interest rate so that the people are paying more for that debt to pay it off, you know, makes it harder to pay it off. And whereas if the Federal Reserve just stayed the hell out of it and wasn't manipulating the interest rates the way they are, then we wouldn't be seeing the inflation as we are. They wouldn't be printing up as much money as they are. But they know that if they print up a whole shit ton of money and they lower the interest rates to near zero, the transfer of wealth is going to continue to happen at even faster rate because of the fact that they know by entrapping so many people into that debt cycle, they know that eventually it's going to lead to bankruptcies, it's going to lead to foreclosures, it's going to lead to any kind of wealth anybody has is going to be transferred to the rich people that actually can't afford it, you know. So it is a system that is deliberately set up to continue this wage gap or this income gap or this wealth gap and continue siphoning all the money they can from the poor and middle class to the upper class, and the bankers are drooling over it, put it that way.
All right. And Bianchi, welcome to the show. Let me get Daniel on. And anybody
hello,
else who wants
hello.
To push one on your keypad, I'll get you on. But I'll be on another server. I got two different servers going. So you might have to wait a few minutes, but I'll get to you. Bianchi, how you doing? Daniel, you're doing good?
Hello, doing good. How y'all doing?
How you guys doing?
How you doing?
Hey, Daniel.
Hey.
Good to hear
hey,
from
Lori
you.
Hey, Lorianne. Good to hear from y'all.
Daniel, Joe, Lorianne, Gene.
No.
Big cat there.
Not Gene yet.
Cinnamon, pudding pie.
Yep. Is
kiss
Mama here?
The boys and make them cry.
No, I'm waiting for her to get here because she wanted to start a conversation, and I'm just waiting for her to get here.
Oh, really? Okay.
Start it. Yeah.
No, I think I know what it's about.
Joe?
But we'll keep it a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah, Bianchi.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, Danny.
Go
yeah,
ahead.
The kids in the hood wearing a T-shirt with Joe on the front of it. He's becoming popular.
Oh, yeah?
T-shirt with Joe on it.
Yeah, Joe's popular, man.
Joe, you popular, huh?
Yeah, sometimes.
So now we know where he was going with that gun in his hand.
That's right. Joe, where you going with that gun?
That gun in your hand.
So what's going on, fellas?
You know,
yeah,
what
y'all talking
about? Donnie was playing. I'm sorry, Dan.
Oh, no, I was saying, that's why I want to know what y'all were talking about. I just got on here, too, so.
Donnie was playing Judge Joe Brown. I was on the Judge Joe Brown show. Bianchi was on there, too. Interesting.
Cool.
You,
yeah, you haven't been around so many conservative black people in your life, have you?
Well, there was one guy there you probably didn't like. Judge had a guest on, and the guest was talking over Joe. And Bianchi got on. The second thing was, and that person who's, you know, I don't appreciate you talking over. Got to give Judge Joe Brown time to talk.
Amen.
God damn right. He's in there talking that racism. He's in there blaming Donnie and Daniel for every damn thing.
Oh, Lord.
Damn.
I didn't do it. Hands up, don't shoot.
Wasn't me. Bop.
Man.
Had a good show. I mean, he was on another show. And that show was pretty good, too. He had a... Sarge was on. So, of course, Sarge gave his wisdom, and the judge appreciated it, and the woman there was trying to kind of stifle.
That was Felicia.
Cool.
Yeah, I'm supposed to be on her show today, I think. Man, I'm always getting invited to shows, and I forget about the damn things. Maybe it's tomorrow. Oh, he never told me the time. That's what the problem was.
Well, it was a pretty decent show. Kind of surprised he was on another talk show, being that he had his own. Same day, too.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah. But I like listening to the judge. He tells it like it is, and he doesn't do PC.
No,
yeah.
He doesn't. Did you hear what he calls the CNN?
No.
The Crying Negro Network.
He does, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My God.
It's got to be because of Don Lemon, right?
Yeah, and Van Jones.
Okay.
Oh,
I can't stand them damn fools. Them damn fools.
Yeah, it's, you got to hear him say that.
I can't wait up. We have a civil war. I'm going to walk up around them guys and open up my coat, and there's a suicide vest. Yeah, you motherfuckers. Are you like this?
Nah.
Woo.
Daniel,
well,
you got any
apparently
idea what
Bianchi
your mom wants
is
to
racist,
about?
You guys. I wanted to let everybody
right.
know. Bianchi
wait a minute.
You're
damn
racist.
Right I'm racist.
Wait. We got to go one at a time.
Damn right I'm racist. Have y'all seen this picture
thread.
With... Yeah, tell them about that. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
tell them about
yeah.
the
so
lady named Lopez.
That's Barbara chick. Yeah.
Barbara Lopez.
Apparently,
Tiaki
is racist
Guatemala.
Because she's from Guatemala, and he asked her what her citizenship status was, and she refused to answer. And apparently, it is racist to ask somebody about their citizenship status. When their profile even says they're from another country, that's racist. And I'm sitting there going,
oh.
You do realize that the country you are from is not a race. Okay, that's a nationality, not a race. And it's not racist to ask somebody. And I'm sitting there going, you know, after World War II, my own grandfather that came here from Norway to be with my grandmother was here illegally for a while until she helped him be here legally and eventually get his citizenship, right? And I'm like, being Norwegian is not a race. You know, she's like, well, if I was white, then you wouldn't ask. I'm like, he doesn't even know if you're white or not. You know, your profile picture doesn't show who you are. And I'm like, being white has nothing to do with it either. My grandfather came here from Norway, could barely speak English, obviously, you know, was not from here. And, yeah, he got questioned about his citizenship quite frequently. It's not a fucking race thing, you know. The fact that it's obvious. And she's like, well, he doesn't assume that you're not from the United States. I'm like, well, that's because, number one, my profile says I'm from Minnesota and I now live in Oregon. So that's obvious that I am born here. Number two, I'm like, he's listened to me speak. And you cannot fake a Midwest combined with Pacific Northwest accent that I have. So it's pretty obvious that my citizenship is that I am a born USA, you know,
that
citizen.
That is true.
You know, you wouldn't need to ask me. Like, this woman is so demented, and I just basically ended telling her, I'm like, you know, it really must be miserable living your life seeing racism anywhere and everywhere you can. You know, even when it's not there. You know, it must be a miserable life. I'm sorry for you.
You know what the argument was about? The argument was about Will Smith and Chris Rock. I said, Will Smith need to be in jail for committing assault and battery. She said, well, it was, if he don't complain, it's okay. I said, no, that ain't the way it go. I mean, he committed a crime against the state. Oh, no, he didn't commit no crime against the state. You're wrong. Then she asked, I said, are you a U.S. citizen? Then she went, I said, I came to the U.S. and I liked it and I stayed.
Okay.
Came here for a vacation.
There have been women that have been jailed because they refused to help help the police. The police see the husband batter the woman, so they arrest him right there. She doesn't want to press charges, and the police say, too bad, we saw what happened. We're pressing charges. You don't have to do anything. And she refuses to cooperate with the prosecution. She gets in trouble also. There have been women that have been jailed for refusing.
You are right.
You're absolutely right. Another thing, if I say, well, suppose the victim is dead. Well, what is he going to complain about then? So the police just let the criminal go?
Exactly.
But anyway,
and then I brought up the point, too, that I'm like, the reason why it's set up that way is because when the perpetrator of the crime can intimidate and threaten the victim to not press charges. So it takes the victim out of it with that decision by it being a crime against the state versus the victim is actually a witness of the crime, not the one that's deciding to prosecute or not. And so in a way, it's kind of a victim protection by doing that. Because of the fact, like, let's say I'm being human trafficked and my human traffickers are threatening me. They're threatening, you know, threatening the other girls there. You know, if I press charges, then I'll be harmed or they'll be harmed, that kind of thing. And so by human trafficking being a crime against the state instead of relying on the victim to decide whether or not to press charges, that's the whole premise behind it, you know. And so, yeah, it's like, you know, she just wasn't getting that, you know. And then she had to turn it into a race thing. She's the one that turned it into a race thing, You know, and it's like, how is he racist? He didn't bring up your skin color or anything. He just asked you what your nationality was because your profile says you're from Guatemala. how is that racist?
But see, that's the danger. You keep letting people come into this country from other places where they're coming from. I even gave her a copy of her own damn country's constitution. I said, this is a socialist country that you're coming from. And they bring their feelings into the United States, and next thing you know, when they become enough of, then they have a country away from a country, a home away from home.
Yeah. Fox News said tonight that over the past year, 150 different nations have had immigrants pour across the border, you know, unchecked. 150. Or maybe they were checked at some point because they knew what country they came from. What, there's only to what, 209, 214 countries, something like that? That's over half. I mean, come on, man. Come on.
Yeah,
our
they're
southern
moving.
Border.
They
oh,
are
moving.
Moving.
They're moving them.
But I got to play a little bit more of that Judge Joe Brown because I promised the guy I would. Hang on just for a couple minutes.
Lee, know that he had no case that could get an conviction, but deliberately go after you for the purpose of bankrupting you so your ability to operate is destroyed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's one of the bad things that bastard did. And then you got Kumquenla Imhoff in there. You know who Imhoff is?
No.
Yes, you do.
Who?
Mrs. Imhoff, Vice President of the United States, who goes by her maiden name.
Miss Kamala?
Kamala Harris. She's got two Jewish children she adopted. She married a Jewish husband. She's got a interesting.
I'm scared talking about Kamala Harris. I'm going to let you have that one.
No, she's a witch, and she is a corrupt witch. She's been corrupt her whole life, and she fucked her way to the top. They used to detail this witch in the L.A. Times with her sexual escapades. She fucked damn near everybody trying to get up. She used to be a frat hoe when she was at Howard. And she ain't black. You know,
I ain't got
nothing
to do with this, Miss Harris.
She's
I don't know. I'm just listening.
Well, here's the thing. I actually met her father in Jamaica. I was the guest, sat at the governor general's table, and he was a professor.
Okay.
And he represents as a Hindu Brahmin. He admittedly has some Irish in him.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The person that Kamala Harris is saying is her black great-grandmother is, in fact, according to Daddy, in an article he wrote, which has now been cleaned up on the online edition of that magazine, was a Hindu house servant, not a black woman. So her mother is listed on her birth certificate as Caucasian, even though she's dark. But see, she's a Hindu Brahmin, Tamil caste. Now, interestingly, do you know what the anthropological name is for what Kamala Harris and her parents are?
Mm-mm. No, sir.
Indo-Indo hyphen Aryan. See, they are the original Aryans. But Adolf Hitler and his boys told a big lie. The blonde-haired, blue-eyed Aryans from the far north did not exist, never existed. They were the dark to swarthy to paper bag brown, dark-eyed, dark, coarse-haired Indo-Aryans from the India, from India. Those actually settled Germany, and some other people came in from the steppes that lightened everything up a bit.
Okay, there you go. Back to the conversation. There you go, Fred. Just for you. Thanks for sending it. I did listen to it today. He's interesting. He shoots you right between the eyes. He doesn't hold anything back.
Hey, he's right, and that plays exactly into the Nazis that are in eastern Ukraine, it's not the same area, but it's not too far apart at that point. They settled that entire region. And these Nazis that are being killed over there, you know, necessarily aren't, you know, blonde hair, blue-eyed, you know.
Yeah.
These are the real Nazis. You know, that's what the Russians have been telling people. You know, that's who we're up against over here. the Khazarian area. That's the Khazarian area. Therefore, the Khazarian mafia. Anyway.
You know, this week was, I think the first week was June, is Bilderberg. And I didn't hear too much about
it. Yes, the annual Bilderberg meeting. Yes.
Yeah. You're not going, Donnie. I'm joking.
I wish.
They don't invite little grunts like us. You know?
Oh, they wouldn't invite us anyway.
No.
Especially Pianki saying things like you said just a minute ago.
I would love to see that.
I know. Oh, that'd be great. Kaboom.
Yeah.
Bye, Bilderberg.
Used to be, you know, people used to, you know, try to get in there and see what's going on. I haven't heard. I don't even know if it's going on. It's been so quiet.
They got it on lockdown, don't they?
They always have it on lockdown, but usually you have an Alex Jones out there. And
yeah,
other,
yeah.
A lot of people out there reporting from there, trying to see who's going in. I guess it's not a big deal like it used to be.
No.
But Cormac concedes to Dr. Oz. So he is in the running for Senate in November.
Well, yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think he gave him his support, too, you know, that McCormick gave him his support.
Oh, okay.
So we're not looking at a, you know.
I'm not all so fired up about Dr. Oz myself.
No.
He is a flip-flopper. He flip-flops and, you know, whoever, you know, oh, so being pro-abortion isn't the platform that I'm supposed to be speaking on, so I'll change my mind on that. Oh, and I'm not supposed to be all pro-vaccine and stuff like I used to be. Okay, I'll go back on that. You know, he's his own little chameleon.
You know, they're the type of
chameleon
people.
Chameleon for profit.
Go ahead, Pianki.
They're the type of men that one day they go to the bathroom to take a piss, one day they stand up, the next day they sit down on the damn seat.
Yeah, I guess you can put it that way. Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. Leave it to Pianki. It's awful quiet tonight.
I'm getting ready to send you a copy of this bill I wrote for illegals. They have RFD. I know if I put this on Facebook for this woman, they're going to kick my butt off being evil. It says, for the purpose of this bill, to turn people's persons or those who are legal immigrants and migrants, documented immigrants and migrants, undocumented immigrants and migrants, criminal aliens, illegal immigrants and migrants, refugees, asylum seekers, persons charged and convicted of a crime, or persons charged and convicted of a felony. For the purpose of this bill, the tracking device is a Food and Drug Administration, USDA, Federal Communications Commission, FCC-approved radio frequency identification device, RFID, biocompatible microchip when implanted in a person with transmitted signal. So what I'm saying is that when these people come here from other countries under those circumstances, and being that we have such a history of them running away not showing up to their court date. And really, some of these court dates may be years out. So you're making them wear bracelets, ankle bracelets, and they tear them up, take them off. So chip them.
Chip
so you know
them.
Where the hell they are.
That's a good idea. That is a damn good idea. Put a chip in their ass. Go right to their door. Good thinking. Never thought of that.
The libertarian in me might have a few issues with that, just saying.
Of course. Of course you would.
Well, these people are going to have your lunch here pretty soon. Currently more than 900,000 cases at the time I was doing this are pending before the immigration court. This represents an increase of more than 100,000 cases or a greater than 13% increase in the number of pending cases since the start of fiscal year 2019. These people don't come to court. That's a million right there. It's more than that now.
Yeah, they don't go to court. Not at all. They don't expect them to. Well, they used to have lawyers waiting for them on the Mexican side when Trump was president to tell them exactly how to get, go through the custom process and get to be, get to stay in America. So,
no, absolutely they do that.
Yeah, of course. I don't know.
I just don't like to, sorry.
Go ahead.
I just don't like the idea of advocating for chipping people, period. Because if you justify it for this, then that just opens the door for justifying it for just about anything else, right?
It just opens that
door. That is what the cabal wants. They want everybody chipped, and they will do it by targeting certain people first. And once you make it okay for certain people, that just opens up the door to make it okay for everybody.
Yeah, you're right about that. Well, we're pretty much chipped now with our driver's license and our debit cards, credit cards, and cell phones. And if you buy a brand new vehicle, you're chipped there too. So to me, you're chipped anyway. But you're right.
At least I still have the right to. I can literally get into my vehicle. That does, it's a 99 4Runner. I can get into my vehicle. All I have to do is not bring my phone with me, and they can't track me. I don't have to use credit cards if I have cash. You know what I'm saying? So, I still actually have the freedom to not be tracked. But you put a chip in me, in my body, that
right.
I can't easily remove, then I have no choice anymore.
No, you're right. That would probably open the door. You're right.
Well, they only would be chipping criminals like they make them put those ankle bracelets on.
Right.
They haven't came up to you to tell you to put ankle bracelets on. In the quietly they're kept, they can track you anyway. You got a digital footprint, but you also have a biological resonance fingerprint, too.
Well, I like the idea, but I think it would be like Lorianne said, eventually they would get around to chipping all of us. And I don't know about that. I know I wouldn't do it. There is families that do that now to this day. First family I seen was back 15 years ago. They were on a morning show before I went to work. And they were interviewing his mom and dad and a little kid, and they lived in Florida. And they were getting, all three were getting chipped that morning because they didn't want, somebody coming by and steal their kid or whatever, kidnapping. They want to be able to find themselves. So I said, you're crazy people. You're messed up. I still say you're messed up. You want to get chipped.
Oh, yeah. I don't want it to be a permanent thing. I mean, at least with an ankle bracelet, it's something that will eventually come off once your sentence is up or whatever. You don't have to go in and get it medically removed, And then you're going to have people that, you know, okay, they put a chip under your arm, they put a chip in your neck. Well, then you're going to have people sitting there taking their own knives and stuff to remove it, cutting themselves and things. So, you know, that's what I would do. If somebody forced a chip on me, one of the first things I'd want to do, I'll cut myself open and take the damn thing out. Or have somebody else cut me open and take the damn thing out, you know. And then, of course, I'll risk infection and everything. But, hey, you know, I'd rather risk infection than be tracked everywhere I go.
I give an option. You can wait over on the other side for your refugee status, or you come here, you're going to be chipped. That's where you do that. Mexico, I wrote, why should the United States citizens and their laws be any less than Mexico and its constitution? Article 32, Mexicans shall have priority over foreigners under equality of circumstances for all classes of concessions and for all employment positions or commissions of the government in which the status of citizenship is not indispensable. In time of peace, no foreigner can serve in the army nor in the police or public security forces. Foreigners may not in any way participate in the political affairs of the country. You know, Mexico don't want you to run for office.
No.
Chapter number one, title one of the present constitution, the federal executive shall have the exclusive power to compel any foreigner whose remaining he may deem inexpedient to abandon the national territory immediately and without the necessary of previous legal action. So you just tell illegals, well, foreigners, you got to go. Well, I was here getting, nope, you got to go. Well, I haven't had my apple pie. You got to go.
Yeah. Got to get out of here. You know, look at all the people that are trying to do it the right way. So many.
Guess what else you can't do? If you participate in a demonstration, peaceful,
mm-hmm.
But if you carry a foreign flag, like the American flag, you got to go. That's, I mean, you going to prison over that. You cannot demonstrate and display a foreign flag. Well, hell, when Trump was elected, did not we see rioters demonstration with idiots carrying and leading a parade with Mexican flags?
Yes, I did. And at the post office somewhere in California, they took our flag down and raised the Mexican flag.
Absolutely. If I was there, I would have shot somebody in the butt on the pole.
Yeah.
That's and you know another thing, too. You know what that signifies? Think about it. That signifies war. You've lost. What did they do in Afghanistan? What did they do in Vietnam? They took down and put up the American flag.
Right. We got Daniel back, Kathy, and is that Lorianne? You're back.
Yep.
I don't know what happened.
Yep, my phone disconnected on me. Did we all get disconnected at the same time?
I don't know. Hello.
I'm back.
Hello.
Daniel's
Kathy,
back.
How are you?
Kathy, are you here?
I am here.
Okay, you start the conversation. You wanted to do...
Yeah,
you know.
Joe wanted to hear it too. Joe?
Joe's not here. Joe bounced.
Oh, Joe.
What happened to Joe?
I don't know. Joe, go ahead, Kathy.
It was that video that I saw that day. I sent it to you about the mega churches. And how easily people are fooled. You know, it was a very good video. Did you watch the whole thing, Donnie?
Yeah, I watched it.
I mean, they screen these people when they do these faith healing. They screen them. And if they're not healed, it's that, well, it wasn't in God's plan for you to be healed, you know. But, you know, I was talking to Donnie. I said, what's so different in that? People want to believe in something, you know, being fooled like that, and what our government has done to us, what our pharmaceuticals have done to us. We've been so dumbed down. We believe or don't question anything anymore. Anything.
Yeah. They play on your emotions. Next thing you know, you're believing everything.
I mean, why would?
Say.
Yeah, why would you not want to believe your government? You voted, you elected them, you know, to represent you. Why would you not believe them? You know, preaching the Bible. Why would you not believe these people? But we are so, I don't know any other word to describe it than be dumbed down. Bianchi, what do you think about it?
You mean the Reverend Ike?
The what? Yeah.
Reverend Ike.
The mega churches. This video is on the mega churches. I mean, these guys have fleets of jets. You know, I don't fault anybody for having wealth, you know. But these people, they lie to these people. They play on their emotions. Same thing with our politicians, pharmaceuticals, you know. You know, you need this medicine, you know.
And we go along with it.
We go along with
well,
it.
Well, you know, long before the same techniques they use to coach Biden with the microphone in his ear, they was using that in some of those deals where people come to be touched on the forehead and heal and all that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a big racket, and people believe in it. You think it's big here. You should be over in Africa. They may draw out a couple hundred thousand people to one of those events.
God. I did see one in that video. He preaches over there in Africa somewhere, you know.
Nigeria.
Was it Nigeria?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what a typhoon is, don't you? Typhoon is a tornado at sea.
they have a
typhoon, and it suck up the fish. And when it moves in over land and dissipate, the damn fish fall to the ground. And the people think it's God giving them fish.
Yeah. People want to believe in something.
Yeah,
we have the
sure.
most corrupt politicians. We got the most corrupt government.
Yes.
And in the world, as far as I'm concerned.
Yes. We are the bad guys.
We have said that Iran is the number one terrorist supporter of the world. You know, we are the only country that has dropped a nuclear bomb on another country. You know, you're hearing all this stuff. Putin's going to do a nuclear war, you know. Putin's going to push the button and, you know, really? I mean, we've done it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to point a finger at somebody else.
I kind of have to be coordinates of the atomic bomb. Because if you'd have kept the war on, you would have lost about 1 million soldiers.
That's what we're told. But is that true? I've heard the same thing. Millions of lives were saved because we dropped the atomic bomb. Is it true, though? But that's what we've been told.
Yeah, that was the estimate, you know.
Yeah, the victims,
oh, yeah.
Like the
our
history,
government
remember?
Killed hundreds of thousands of people with a nuclear bomb, and but we saved millions of lives. It's like, what?
The victors really write the history, you know? But is it true that because we dropped that, it saved hundreds of millions of lives? You know,
well, it
I
made
mean,
the emperor of Japan, that guy used to ride around on the white horse, he came and sat down at the table. They came out to the battleship Missouri and signed the peace treaty.
I know it. With MacArthur.
You know, let me tell you something about World War II. God had to be with America in some of those battles.
Yeah.
Because, and I would have to tax my brain, but a couple of those battles that we was in our ships was there. Cloud moved in and covered them so they couldn't be seen from the Japanese scout planes. Just for a brief moment of time.
In the Pacific. Talking about Midway.
I don't know if it was Midway or not. It might have been. I think it was a little bit further south of Midway.
Well, don't think the our dark fleet, including most of our Navy, had technology, you know, such as the weather modification. We had it back then.
Well,
Germany
they
had
radar.
Before we did.
One of the things that gave United States an edge was radar. Japan didn't have radar. And and one of the U.S. Big E, the USS Enterprise, the accolades that it performed during World War in the Pacific battle. I mean, so many things went right for the United States.
Yeah.
Then you had them kamikazes. You had Doolittle's planes take off of a ship carrier, a U.S. carrier, and only had enough fuel to make it one destination, couldn't come back, and they landed over in China.
China.
They
yeah.
dropped the incendiary bombs because
yeah.
Japan's buildings were made out of wood. Japan didn't have any natural resources, basically still don't. And they were beating up on the Chinese to take theirs.
They were.
Yeah, they were enemies.
They were.
Hey, we got a lot of people mm-hmm. in the switchboard. If you'd like to join
well,
the conversation.
We're also one. Told.
Kathy, hold on. Hold on.
Okay, sorry.
That's all right. We got a lot of people in the switchboard. If you'd like to join the conversation, push 1 on your keypad. Don't wait till the last second and bring out something because it will not be discussed. Go ahead, Kathy.
Another thing I question is, and I'm going by what we're told, okay,
mm-hmm.
Our history and all. The thing about the Holocaust, 6 million Jews, they say, were murdered during the Holocaust. And I saw, Daniel and I looked, saw a video, and it wasn't that many Jews, you know, in all the countries. It wasn't. Where'd they come up with a 6 million figure? You know, I mean, they went from country to country. How many Jews lived here? How many over in Europe? How many lived there? How many lived here? It didn't even come near to 6 million. Not even close. Daniel, do you remember what the figure was?
No, no, but the numbers they have is Jews being killed in World War II.
As far as
Europe, the Europe numbers, it wasn't even that many Jews living in Europe before the war started.
Uh-uh. You're talking about 6 million Jews living in Europe? No. It wasn't that many.
They're not going to be able to come up with a
well, it wasn't even close to 6 million.
Well, I don't know.
You know.
Well, I've heard of 6 million.
I don't know either, but I don't know how.
Either way, it was horrific.
Well, also, is Jews a race or is it a religion?
What
you
was
know
that?
Who is
it
Jews a race? Is a Jew a race or is it a religion?
Oh, it's both. It's a race,
Castro.
Religion, and ethnicity also.
Castro was a Jew. He was Jewish by day. I'm sorry, Jewish by night and Catholic by day. It's a grand deed. Grand deed.
Well, Hitler had Jewish ancestry, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But, you know, it's just the things that we're told, you know, going back to the mega churches, you know, the way they capture people. You know, this video showed the music that they played and their emotional, the way they present, you know, their message. It gets people's emotions worked up, you know. And
what it's supposed to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they built in the 1970s, I think it was 1970s, two black Hebrew Israelites went back to Israel. One of their leaders left Chicago with a group of people. And they got to Liberia and stayed for a little bit. And they was in Liberia and they was starting to starve. And a Liberian walked up on, said, "Why are you people starving? Look around you, look at all the food." But they tracked over into Israel and they formed a community called Dimona. It's still there today. They were self-dependent, had their own manufacturing, schooling, so on and so on. The guy that started, his name was Ben Carter. He passed away here not too long ago. And finally, the Israeli government recognized him after years. So it's the idea, if you want to look at it like that. What was her name? Helen was the White House correspondent for a long... Helen Thompson, remember her? Thomas?
Yeah. Thomas. Helen Thomas.
Yeah, she told some group, I don't know if it was Begin, that y'all came from Eastern Europe. You need to go back where you came from. But she was pretty. She was kind of like Lori. Then Anwar Sadat was in a discussion with Begin and told Begin, y'all might have made bagels, but you didn't build no pyramid over there in Egypt. So it's been a contentious relationship. It went on for a long time. Of course, Anwar Sadat got assassinated shortly after that.
Not too long after that.
Yeah.
Sadat was Egypt, right? The Egyptian leader?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he was pretty big.
But one of the things that the Germans complained is that they had money in the Jewish banks they couldn't get their own money out of during that time.
Yeah.
Their money.
You talking about during World War II or before or what?
Leading up to it.
Hitler, I read an article. You know, after World War I, Germany was pretty much devastated. Hitler was trying to, when he came into power, he's trying to build it back up, you know, get it back on its feet. And he asked the Jewish bankers for help, and they refused him. They refused any financial help to build Germany back. These are the Jewish bankers in Germany. And then he created his own currency, you know, the mark and the pfennig, whatever else they call it. He created his own, and he got Germany back up on their feet. I just wonder if that's why he didn't go after the Jews. Because they
probably
would not
is.
Help. They would not
There's a
help.
Book. There's a book called Conjuring Hitler. It's subtitled How the U.S. and Britain Created the Third Reich. And
supported by the United States government.
Yeah. And the funny thing about it, it talks about the inflation and the debt, like what we have going on here. It brought them to their knees.
Why would the Jewish bankers not want to help their own country? Why would they not want to help get their own country back on its feet?
Oh, that's simple. That's simple, because they didn't consider it their own country. Their country is Jerusalem. It is Israel, as they think.
That's exactly
why. That's
why. Yeah, that the Jews were hated. In this video we watched, you know, of course it was talking about Hitler himself, you know, disliking the Jews because, you know, they all turned him down and, you know, didn't believe in what he believed in and stuff. But the video also was speaking about pretty much, you know, it was this way Europe-wide. The Jews were like this in every country. You know, they would give money to whatever benefited them, but if it was to really benefit the person trying to get the money, they could care less unless you were a Jew. And they were that's why they were hated so bad in Europe.
It's not like they wouldn't have got their money back. It was probably a loan. Hitler was wanting loans to help get Germany back on its feet.
Mm-hmm.
They would not help.
Yeah, like Pianchi said, they're so inconsiderate because their homeland was Jerusalem. I never thought about that. That's right on time. That makes
perfect
sense.
Going back to what you were saying about, okay, people get brainwashed pretty much, and it's like in politics, same thing. You watch the same stuff 24/7. Hear the same things on your radio.
Yeah.
I mean, especially these like MSNBC and CNN and the three networks, you can turn it on and hear there's a soundbite and they all use it. Every one of them
is.
And you keep hearing that no matter where you go, you're going to act, you know, you're going to believe it.
You're going to believe it eventually.
Yeah. You're going to believe it.
I mean, over and over. But it's just hard to believe all these thousands of people at these mega churches, you know?
Yeah, they're being hypnotized. Don't you think, Donnie, MK Ultraized?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if they're being hypnotized.
It's a lot of different.
Well, not hypnotized.
I was trying
to say. Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. I knew what you're talking about.
There's a group in St. Louis of Black Hebrews, and apparently they came upon a date that their God Yahweh was going to rapture them up. And actually, Yahweh is really not their God historically, but they met down at the Mississippi River, dressed in white, and they all were standing there on the bank, pointing in a certain direction, the east. And I think this was supposed to go down at 12. 12 o'clock came, nothing happened. 1 o'clock came, nothing happened. 2 o'clock came, nothing happened. About 3 o'clock, they started leaving. They didn't get raptured.
Well, y'all remember that Jim Jones and the People's Temple. Look at all the people that flew
down
there.
They were starting to wake up.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. And that's what happened.
Mm-hmm. That's a good example of a true awakening like we're going through now with our government. They went through with Jim Jones.
And a lot of people didn't drink that stuff, and they got shot. A lot of them had bullet holes in them.
I think Jim Jones, didn't somebody shoot him? He couldn't do it himself.
I don't know. I don't remember. Don't recall.
Well, he didn't drink the Kool-Aid for sure.
No, I don't know. I can't remember. That's 100 years ago.
Well, I think he got an assistant to shoot him, and then they shot themselves. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, there was nobody left. Some had escaped into the woods, though, into the jungle.
Right.
Some of them had.
Some of them made it, yeah.
But all these people believed this man to go down here to the jungle and make something out of nothing down there. You know, I mean, they lived like they were in barracks and things. I don't even know if families could live together. Husbands couldn't live with his wife, you know. They were in different housings, you know.
Mm.
I mean, these people followed him down there.
Yeah, they did.
You know. I mean, like I said, people want to believe in something good, you know, something good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look how disappointed we've been, you know. I mean, we can see it with mega churches, but a lot of them still can't see it. We can see it in our government. You know, people want to believe our government is working for us. You know, our taxpayer dollars pays their salaries. You know, well, not after they've been in there a couple of years. You know, then they've got a sizable bank account, and it's not from their salary. But people want to believe in something, and we've just been so oppressed, you know. And I think we've been no. That's why we're in the mess that we're in now. It's why Biden's up there.
Yep.
People want to believe in something. I saw where gas is. It's either $8 or $9 a gallon in California.
Lord.
I mean, I've seen one gas station in L.A. was $8.19, and diesel was $9.49 or something like that.
I put a post.
$4.99 here in Michigan.
Yeah,
$4.99. Yeah. I put a post on Facebook. I think Bianchi saw it. I'm not sure. But it was a little old economy car. It was turned upside down. You know, and it said he fainted when he saw the gas to price. The price of gas.
Yeah. The car fainted.
Yeah, it fainted.
Oh, man.
It's a mess.
That will pass too soon.
Oh, yeah.
This group is trying to destroy the United States. So what they're doing, this ideology that exists all over the place.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
And if Hillary Clinton had gotten elected, ain't no telling what we'd be at right about now.
Do you want to hear my theory, Bianchi?
What is it?
Here we go.
Joe would get on. I was talking to Daniel. You know, I think things are going to get worse until the midterms. Unless there is monstrous cheating again and fraud, but the Republicans will get the House and the Senate again. Okay? They've been talking about the 25th Amendment, you know, on the news, 25th Amendment. You know what that is. I think they're going to somehow boot old Joe out.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to have a Republican Speaker of the House, and Kamala is not eligible to be president. She's an anchor baby. You know, she's an anchor baby. And,
that's what Joe Brown was talking about Kamala earlier. Donnie played a clip. I don't know if you heard it, but that's what he was saying. That, you know, she's her nationality.
But he didn't say she was an anchor baby.
No, he didn't. Well, he didn't say it in those words.
But I think they're going to pull the 25th Amendment, be it by now there. Kamala can't be the president, so the Speaker of the House is a third in
yeah.
protocol. That will be, whoever it is, that will
Kamala
be
Harris.
The new president.
Kamala Harris, she'll be a president. Harris will be president. So don't fret about that.
Not with the Republican Senate and House.
Yeah, with the Republican Senate and House, Kamala Harris will be president. If
they won't even let it get that far, you guys. Okay, so here's what I think is going to happen. Biden, knowing that the Democrats are going to basically request Biden to
resign.
Step down because he realizes that he can no longer do the job, and that way he can go with honor and everybody can support him and all this stuff, because if we put in the 25th Amendment, then that's a stain, right? That's a stain that Kamala and the Democrats are not going to be able to deal with. So before it even gets to the 25th, Biden will step down so that everybody can be like, oh, that's so courageous of him to step down, for him to acknowledge it, and how brave of him. And now we need to totally support Kamala. That's what's going to happen.
Sounds about right.
I just don't think the Republicans. You're talking about. There's these midterms.
You gotta remember, Kathy, the Republicans are the same thing as the Democrats. We got two assholes that run both both houses. You got Mitch McConnell on one side. You got that moron from California on the other. They're not going to do nothing. McCarthy is not going to do anything.
All right. I'm talking about all the new House members that will be elected, that will follow the Constitution, and the Senate, Senate members, the new ones that will follow. That bunch up there now does not follow the Constitution. You all know it. They don't follow it. They spit on it, you know. But I'm talking about all these new ones that are going to be elected. They will follow the Constitution. They won't let these people walk all over the Constitution again. You know, you'll still have some in there from the old school, but you're going to have a lot of new members of Congress up there, and possibly Democrats too. There's Democrats that follow the Constitution.
Yeah.
You know. So I just think it's going to be a whole new Congress, you know. And these scumbags that's there that will still be there, that their terms hadn't run out, I mean, they're just, they're not going to be able to do anything about it. That's what I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay.
We'll have a new Speaker of the House, you know.
Going to be the same old Speaker of the House.
They could vote Ron DeSantis in. They could vote Ron DeSantis in. Yeah. They could vote him.
They could vote me.
You don't have to be in Congress or the Senate or anything. They could vote you in, Donnie.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, seriously, they could vote anybody in. It'd be cool. Ron DeSantis, president.
I don't think so. He's running for governor again in Florida.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, if he had the chance, you know, to be president.
I don't know.
Yes, don't be surprised. Yeah, he's running for governor.
I don't think that's the plan.
But I think he might be running for president, too. Hey, he jerked $35 million away from the baseball team down there for being too woke.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. $35 million was supposed to build them a new spring training facility. And he yanked it.
Well, good. Maybe they'll stand up when the anthem is played now.
Yeah, we got a couple of managers in baseball that won't even come out of the locker room until after that. They blame the damn song. I just don't get it. Boy, usually I can't keep you guys from talking over each other. Now I can't get you to talk.
Well, that's because when I start talking, I go on my rants. And
yeah.
So I want to let everybody else get their rants in. Take turns.
Yeah, and they've been saving it all week. Hey, Bianca, I watched that movie, by the way.
Which one was that? 2,000 Mules?
No, I watched that too, but I watched that other.
Oh, where the aliens want all the people with a certain level of melanin in their skin?
No. No.
What the hell did you watch?
I'm trying to find it. Hang on.
Cosmic
I don't want to...
Slop.
Negro
Space
Planet.
Oh, Negro Planet.
Yeah.
What do you think?
That was good. At first, I thought it was... You know, with that computer and everything, or that robot made me laugh my ass off. So this is going to be funny. But it wasn't funny. It was, it had a good message to it. Damn good.
Well,
message.
Now they're all up in arms because they got this new Star Trek movie. And it's got an African-American woman in it.
Got an American
Somebody
woman.
Star Trek always
American.
Had an African-American woman in it. What's the big deal?
Well, not Star Trek, actually Star Wars. Was it Star Trek? No, it's not Star Trek. It's
Star Wars.
Well, I'm talking about, what is it, Daniel? I think it's Star Wars.
Star Wars. It's definitely Star Wars. It's the new Star Wars. I think it's called the movie's Obi-Wan Kenobi. It's about Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, yeah, that's it. Yeah,
it's about Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan.
Well, Rogue One, you know, the movie Rogue One, that's part of the Star Wars series. One of their main actors was an African-American guy.
Yeah.
They weren't natives of the planets they went to, though.
Oh.
They were coming from. They was coming from what we know of society today. You wasn't going to a planet across the galaxy and running, coming to a planet full of blacks, is what they was basically saying. I wonder how possible that would be.
It'd be easy with Stargate. But you'd have to go back several centuries, send them through Stargate to another planet, and then let them populate the planet.
If I walk through a damn Stargate, be my luck the damn thing malfunction, I end up on a slave ship.
Oh, and the mess. It'd just be a mess when you come out on the end.
Hollering for Daniel.
Well, Samuel Jackson was a Jedi in the original Star Wars.
Star Wars, yeah.
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah. I love Samuel L. Jackson.
I do too.
Yup.
I do too.
Oh, he was supposed to leave the country if Donald Trump got elected.
I know that. I was disappointed in that. I was. I mean,
who all said there were several? How many? Who all said it?
Well,
Whoopi Goldberg, in fact.
Yeah.
If she had kept her word, she wouldn't have been here to get in trouble saying what she said about Kyle Rittenhouse, which had led to her being sued for $25 million.
Wow.
She just got carried away. Just got carried away. On national TV.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Rosie O'Donnell was leaving. I think Cher was leaving.
Madonna was?
Matt Damon was
Madonna,
leaving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All kinds of them were saying that.
Oh, yeah. But they never did.
One reporter said he was leaving, and he did. He actually took his family to right outside of Toronto.
Well, Matt Damon was going to take his family to Australia.
Yeah.
Well, why come they didn't do it?
Right.
And of course, there won't be any gun violence in Australia or Canada, especially now in Canada. With Tadeo going after freaking handguns now.
Can you believe that they're going to stop selling handguns in Canada?
It's unreal.
No.
It's Justin Trudeau.
What's that?
Something's wrong with him. Something's wrong with Justin Trudeau too. You think he may be alien also, Kathy?
I think he's Castro's son. I've been hearing that he's Fidel Castro's son.
His neck is long.
Looks an awful lot like him.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, but Castro wouldn't be. Would be against guns. He wouldn't be against guns, would he? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know either. I don't know his deal with guns. If Cuba had guns, seems like Cuba's got guns, right? That's what you would think from the movies, anyways.
Yeah, you would think that.
Well, yeah, Cuba has been involved in many. Well, Castro was involved in many countries. Wars against the Western factions.
Yes, I am.
Angola, and also in some African countries, I think, maybe in South Africa, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Putin was on the ground in Zimbabwe and Mozambique fighting Western factions.
Does Russia have interest there, or what?
They were probably there first.
I couldn't tell you.
If we have interest in these other countries, isn't that where we send our troops?
Yeah, yes. Biden just sent about 600 to Somalia.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to start that back up, or did it ever stop? Their civil war or whatever.
I don't think it ever stopped.
Well, if we're sending troops there, that means they're going to take somebody out or they're about to put somebody in as a new leader.
Have you all ever seen the movie The Whistleblower? I think it's from 2011. The Whistleblower?
I don't know.
It's based on true events. In the Ukraine, after the 1999 war and stuff, when we were involved there, especially the UN, and it's all about how the UN and our U.S. State Department knowingly allowed and financed payoffs for human and child sex trafficking. And it was the UN and the UN contractors, especially, all involved in it. They would kidnap girls and cross them over the border from Bosnia into sex slavery to entertain all the UN troops and contractors. And the whistleblower kept getting stalled and fired from her job and things like that because she was trying to blow the whistle. And our own State Department wanted nothing to do with it. And it wasn't until, but eventually she was able to get it out to the BBC. and stuff like that. And so if you haven't seen The Whistleblower, and I had seen it a long time ago when it first came out, and I just watched it the other night because I, you know, was scrolling for movies to watch, and I was like, oh, yeah, I haven't seen this for a while. And I watched it again, and it's really pretty, like, relevant now with what's going on in Ukraine, because even though at the time, you know, it's based on, you know, late 90s, but that shit's still going on now. You know damn well. And this is what happens everywhere. It's an example. And because they were with the UN, they had diplomatic immunity. And so that was the other problem. So they could get by with whatever they wanted. They could kidnap girls. They could, you know, they could rape them. When the girls would, if the girls tried to get away, they would literally shove metal pipes up their anus or up their vagina in front of the other girls as punishment, as an example. And, you know, it's like if you think for a second that that stuff isn't happening now, and even more so, you're fooling yourself, because, like, that's what happens. That's the problem, because they're not when you get diplomatic immunity involved, then it's really – it becomes impossible to prosecute any of these people.
I heard the same thing about Haiti when the UN was there after the earthquakes.
Absolutely, yep.
You know, in Haiti. I mean, they were raping, and I mean, nobody could do anything about it.
Yep, they can run you over and get away with it.
I think the UN is full of cabal, just like NATO is, which I'm hearing that it's being cleaned up. You know, we've talked about there being two governments in every country, the good one and the bad one, like we have here. You know, but NATO and the UN, there's the good guys there and there's the cabal.
Now, you sent me a tape, Kathy. You sent me a tape. I don't have it right now. I can't even remember who it was now. And, you know, it was under subtitles, and you read it, and he was telling his people about the United States and the West. You know,
it was
West.
Syria's leader, yes. Assad.
That's
Assad
right.
was addressing his government, his cabinet, or whatever you want to call them, their parliament. I don't know how they've got it set up. But Assad was talking about the Ukraine and the Nazis in the Ukraine. I sent it to you on Messenger.
Right. It's gone right now, so... I was just looking for it. Can you recap?
Yeah, let me pull it up in here, because I've got it on Messenger on mine. When I find these things, I always send it to me, and then I send some to you. But I mean, if you just stop and think, I mean, even Syria, the Democrats wanted to go in there too, you know. They want, you know, Iran, all these countries that are isolated from us, you know. I smell a skunk there somewhere. All right, hold on. Let me see. I'll try and, I mean, maybe they've took it off, but I'll look and see if I still have it.
They probably did.
If I send it to you on notifications, you don't get it, Donnie.
Well, if I send it to you on Messenger. I had it, and I watched it. You don't have to send it again. I just want you to, you know, tell people what it was about, that's all.
Well, I can't remember everything that he said.
Well, you don't have to.
He was talking about the West. It says the West does not have enemies or friends unless it benefits them. He's talking about the United States, you know.
Well, yeah.
I know he never brought up the United States by name.
Yeah, and he's right.
And he's talking about Zelensky being a Zionist Jew. He's talking about the Nazis, the was it that the Aesop, the what are they called in Ukraine? The Nazis, the Aesops.
Yeah, something. You know, the Aesop Jews or something. I'm not sure.
And says Zelensky is a Zionist Jew, but he supports these Nazi militias. You know. All right, he's saying right here, it only has one enemy. Anyone who stands in the way of its material interest. Now, he's speaking his own language, but the English is down here. As he speaks, communism, Islam, Nazism, China, Russia, or anyone else are not the enemies of the West. If they serve the interest of the West, if they oppose these, he's just going so fast. I can't.
I know.
You know, he's just going so fast. You got to stop it. Something about is the lie that the West and Zionism oppose Nazism. All right. Let me let him finish that.
Which is a lie, right? Isn't that what he said?
Not many people know that the leaders of the Nazis in Ukraine, Nazi organizations that closely collaborated with Hitler.
Mm-hmm.
And this has just been recent in terms of security, military, and ideology. I mean, were driven out of Ukraine at the end of World War II. Hold on. Some of them to Europe and some of them to America. Well, we knew that. Russia got. In the 1950s, the CIA asked the American administration, now listen to this, to lift the ban on these Nazi groups because America needed them in Ukraine, which was then part of the USSR.
Yep, of course.
What proves these historic facts today is that Zelensky is a Zionist Jew. I mean, this is Assad saying this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Here recently. Yet, he supports the extremist nationalist organizations that fought alongside the Nazis in World War II when Hitler invaded the USSR. And some of them, excuse me, took part in the massacres committed against the Jews. So how come the Zionist Jew is supporting these organizations? The West supports these organizations, which today are called the right-winged Azov organization.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Nazis.
Yep.
And Zionist Israel, which keeps crying about the victims of the Holocaust. Supports a leader that supports the Nazis that killed the Jews. I mean, this is just unreal. This proves that the West is lying in everything that it is saying. And it does not care about anything except ruling the world. Plundering resources and filling its coffers. Taking resources. Afghanistan.
Yep.
The West has proven that it does not have friends or enemies. This is the beginning. It has only one enemy, anyone who stands in the way of its material interest. All right. and then I read everything else. But this is a recent, I don't say when, but he's talking about Zelensky and Ukraine, so it's in the last few months that he said this. You know?
Yeah.
And this
and
is Assad.
And he's, yeah, he started, or we started talking about, you know, McCain was the head of the council that sent the Free Syrian armies, you know, so many weapons, you know, it was probably $20 billion at the time or something in weapons. And it turned out the Free Syrian Army, they were the bad guys.
They were.
All of them were.
They were.
You know, but back
and
then,
we were,
you know,
giving them weapons.
Yeah, we didn't know who. I mean, they were playing. They were playing on us, mind control or whatever you want to call it. But we were wrong. We were the bad guys.
Well, we've heard nothing good about Assad. You know, he's bad. He's bad. He killed some of his own people in the village. He didn't do that.
No, his people.
He didn't poison those people.
Showed up and helped the real Syrian army defeat these bandits and this Free Syrian Army junk. There were two or three of them.
Yeah.
And they were nothing but pirates. And that's
they were
who
called
we were
the rebels.
Yeah, yeah. You hear rebel,
rebel.
Most of the time you think good if it's a dictator, but not in this situation.
Assad is not a dictator.
No, he's not.
Every time a government comes out against somebody, I got red flags. Wait a minute. I just don't believe a damn word coming out of Washington.
Whatever we hear about North Korea, Iran, Syria, China, you know, I mean, oh, it's the cabal, you know, but, you know, these people have, Iran's pretty much isolated itself just like North Korea has.
Yeah.
Our biggest enemy in the world is China.
Our biggest enemy in the world is our own government.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you're right there.
That's the truth. And we are the bad guys.
We are being sold out to China.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't even make aspirin in this country anymore.
My God.
Well, I think in the future all that's going to change. I mean,
oh, I do too, but I mean, it may take.
Putin went into Ukraine to clean house. I think the same thing is being done here in this country, but it has to be done legally, by by free elections.
And these people need to go to jail. Their asses need to be behind bars.
That's right. That's right.
Right. And before anything, before I believe anything, somebody, instead of the little guy on the bottom that gets the blame, I want to see a Clinton. I don't care who it is. It's got to be somebody at the top go to jail.
Yeah. Two or three at least.
More than that.
Let's start with one first, okay?
Can
we get one, it'll be amazing.
Speaking of China,
yes.
An article from a couple of days ago, China is the world's largest malicious cyber actor, and its affiliated hackers have stolen more data from Americans than every other nation combined, according to FBI Director Christopher Wray. Wray said that China's communist regime is engaged in a massive campaign to lie, cheat, and steal their way into global domination of the technology sectors during a wide-ranging cybersecurity talk at Boston College on June 1st. The Chinese government is methodical, hacking in support of long-term economic goals. They've got a bigger hacking program than all other major nations combined. They've stolen more American personal and corporate data than all nations combined. And they're showing no signs of tempering their ambition and aggression. Ray singled out the Chinese Communist Party use of coercive laws and effectively forced technology transfer from U.S. businesses operating in China to the state, in an apparent reference to China's national intelligence laws, which allow the regime to demand the data of any company in the name of security. He said that many U.S. companies simply accept that they'll be spied on.
Yeah.
Scary,
huh? I saw that, too. Any technology or anything that companies have that do business in China, they have to turn it over to China.
Yep.
Any technology.
Hand over your data.
Donnie, did you get that video I sent you on the Bilderberg meeting?
Yeah. Well, no, I didn't. I haven't been
going
to Facebook.
On now.
Oh, yeah.
I think through,
we were,
through the...
We were talking, yeah, we were talking about that earlier.
Meeting in D.C.
Usually the first week of June.
Yeah. It's supposed to be meeting somewhere in D.C.
Do they always meet in D.C.?
No.
You were in a controlled environment.
Yes.
You were with friends.
Well, no, not usually. It's all over the world.
Yeah.
Next year it might be in Canada. I don't know the rotation. They might be in Chantilly, Virginia. That's where they were when Obama and Hillary were duking it out in the primaries. They were there, Chantilly, Virginia.
That would be a great place to arrest a bunch of people on crimes against humanity.
Well, look at China. China's no different than us. They've got a handful of people in power. China as a whole is not bad. Now, you've got honest, hardworking people there. But like with us here, we've got a handful of people in power. They did take the rules.
Yeah, don't follow them.
But we're taught to hate China, though. We're taught to hate them.
Yeah. No, we're really taught to hate Russia.
Yeah, first and foremost, the communists.
Yeah. Well, it's like my brother said to me one night when I told him, well, I don't think Putin is invading Ukraine. I think he's going in there to clean house. Well, Russia's been communist for 30 years. I said, Fred, Russia hasn't been communist in a long time.
In 30
they're
years.
They're not a communist. They're not a communist country anymore. They were at one time, probably under Stalin, but not anymore. I mean, what's wrong with
that? That's pitiful, though, that, you know, somebody, I don't know. I guess some people just don't get into geography or politics either. I don't know.
No,
well, I don't either. You know, I don't get into all that.
Yeah, but you knew Russia wasn't still communist, though.
I mean, what's wrong with Putin protecting his national security and his interests? What's the difference in that and what we do?
Oh, yeah.
As the United States, you know. But, yeah, we've been brainwashed to think that Russia is the bad guy, North Korea is the bad guy, Iran's the bad guy. Wonder what's going on in Venezuela. Anybody hear anything at all?
Besides our president begging for gas, oil?
Is he begging them for gas?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I think there's two governments in Venezuela.
Biden wants to do business with Venezuela again to get their gas instead of pumping it ourselves.
I think the guy that beat Maduro in that election, I know he's not in Venezuela, he's in exile, but I think he's got his own shadow government, you know.
Yeah.
Russia and Venezuela work close together.
Yeah.
I wouldn't doubt if Russia put missiles in Venezuela.
Probably.
I wouldn't either.
That's like us having them in Poland, though, you know? Well,
yeah.
We're
right.
In a lot better shape than they are. We've got that anti-missile new thing they've got in Poland and everything. Yeah, there you go.
Poland, isn't that, Daniel, where when Trump was in office, he moved some command center from Germany over to Poland?
Yeah, he moved the Eastern Europe command from Germany to Poland.
Merkel didn't like that at all. At all. And Poland was tickled to death to get it.
Yeah, they were.
I just think it's a lot of stuff going on around the world. It's good stuff. It's good. It's going to be good in the future.
Yeah. We're only
Baltimore
hearing the bad,
approved
though.
Spending $200,000 to pay lawyers to help immigrants fight deportation. You know, I kind of have to ask myself, now this is a black government in Baltimore. What the hell is in the mind of these people?
Right.
You know, these immigrants is competing against your folks who, because you support this ratchet education system, your kids aren't being educated. What was it in Baltimore? Out of 3,000 graduating high schoolers, only 14. Mm-hmm. 14.
Yep.
Had a satisfactory grade in math.
Isn't that crazy?
And this is a black-run school district. City of St. Louis just gave their teachers an 8%, $10,000 a year raise, and the kids are failing. But you know what happens to that money? It goes back to them teachers' union, which filters right on back to them Democratic politicians. Oh, by the way, too, you got three politicians in St. Louis. Louis Reed, president of the Board of Aldermen. Jeffrey Boyd, alderman in one of the wards. And you got another one. I can't think of his name. Oh, Muhammad. Khalid Muhammad. He's an alderman. He come out of the Black Lives Movement. They all three being indicted. Federal indictments come down on.
Do you know what? What's the reason?
Oh, taking money.
Oh.
Taking money. At one point in time in St. Louis, $1,500 to get you a lot of ways. $1,500 under the board would get you carte blanche in St. Louis. It might be a little bit more now if you factor in inflation. And this is a black-ran city, government-wise. And I'm not trying to shame it. I just want to go to show you how these Democrats, and I keep telling people, blacks is actually, I think, bigger racist than whites. You stand back and look how they run these damn cities and the things that they have coming down.
Yeah, you think they'd stick the cash into the school system, get these kids or help these poor people, parents, fixing up their apartments so they can be proud of where they live.
Well, these immigrant children, a lot of them don't even speak English. Don't they have to hire a teacher to translate, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Say there's extra money there, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, not to interrupt, but did Joe ever call back in?
No.
Did he ever show
back
up?
Not
even.
We
only have 10 minutes left of the live broadcast, too, so I wanted to kind of inject that if you want to call in or whatever, then now's the time to do so within the next 10 minutes.
I'm over there right now. 33 people in. Push one if you can, or if you want, if you got something to add, please push one on your keypad. Hey, that rhymes, well, you know. But I'll be back before 10 minutes is up to check. Okay. Go ahead.
Cool. I hope Joe comes back. I don't like it that he's been so MIA lately, to be honest with you.
Yeah. I don't know. He was getting interrupted there, so he decided, I think that upsets him. When it happens about 5 times in a row, that's about all he can take. But I don't know if that's the reason. I'm just guessing. I know I interrupted him a couple times.
I missed my radio hubby. He's been avoiding me.
Well,
I might have to divorce him.
Tell him about your show for tomorrow night, Lorianne.
Oh, yeah. I don't have a guest tomorrow night on my Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne show, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time, 9 to 12 a.m. Eastern time. So it's going to be a full call-in show for tomorrow night. So I encourage any of you out there listening, if you want to participate, give a call in. We can talk the recent gun control movements. We can talk about the latest Biden crapola, election integrity. Who knows what conversations will come up. So I definitely hope that those of you listening out there that want to participate in a good show, look for Lucid Libertarian with Lorianne here on Blog Talk Radio. And tune in tomorrow night, 6 to 9 p.m. Pacific time.
There you go. There you go. All right. Anybody else want to plug their show? Or if anybody has a show besides Lorianne, I don't know. I guess not.
Ooh, and I should
well,
also
I want
add,
to plug.
Just real quick, I should also add that if this show, since we are getting out of the live broadcast, like, what was it, 3 weeks ago where a Blog Talk hung up on all of us? If that
yes.
happens again, then if that happens tonight or whatever, then I will immediately set up a show on Lucid Libertarian for us to pick up where we left off if Blog Talk decides to hang up on all of us and end the show.
Yeah.
I'm more than happy to do that so that we can continue our conversations.
There you go.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, it happens. It does happen. So what else do you want to bring to the table,
Kathy?
There's
also times that...
Oh, go ahead, Simon.
I was going to say, there's also times that Blog Talk totally forgets about us, and we go to 4 a.m.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, they're hurrying up getting out the office.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's amazing how that happens. And I've had that too, where it's like, okay, you know, it's like 11 o'clock my time, you know, it's 2 hours overtime and we're not hung up on. But then other times it's been like, oh, your 3 hours is up. Goodbye.
Oh, yeah. Just depends.
Hey, Donnie.
Yo.
I saw that McCormick's conceded to Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania. Did you see that? Did I send that to you?
No, but we talked, I think, I don't know if we talked about that or not, but I don't know much what I know about Dr. Oz. I don't have a lot of trust. But,
yeah. What's wrong with Pennsylvania?
I don't know. Pennsylvania. Hey, by the way, I did get my 2,000 mule tape. I didn't know I ordered. I thought I ordered, and then I thought my whole thing blew up. So I did get it in the mail. But now, of course, as soon as I said I did that, you guys saying, "Well, yeah, we watched it on the internet for free."
No, they got bits and pieces of it. Well, I don't know. I know YouTube don't care nothing like that. Bits
no,
that
wasn't YouTube. Anything. It was Rumble, I think. It was Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think they can get by with it if they don't do the whole entire thing, then they can get by with it. And so they'll just put it, you know, do parts of it that you can watch, kind of a deal.
Yeah, what do you guys think about that? I know people are trying to punch a lot of holes in it. And like, every, you know, Dinesh D'Souza has his own show, and he addresses every one of them. He addresses every one of them. So, I don't know. I believe it. I really do believe that's how they can check on those things. And I know people have now turned themselves in Arizona especially, turned themselves in to so they don't get their ass handed to them. If they get investigated at all, and I doubt it's going to happen. I don't think anybody's going to investigate it.
They need to get to the bottom of it. Who's paying that money?
That's where they got to go. You're right. Now, they had a hearing in Arizona Tuesday, I think. I think it was Tuesday. And it wasn't a hearing. It was, Republicans held it for Truth to Vote or whatever the hell the name of the organization is, and they asked their questions and let them talk about Arizona. And Daniel, I did leave a message for you to watch that again. I don't know if you did or not. It was on Right Side Broadcasting.
Yeah.
And boy,
Donnie, is it okay for Bianchi or Danny or somebody to send me your contact info via Facebook message or something so I have a way to contact you and send you stuff too?
Yeah.
I'll send you good stuff.
Okay, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I give you my contact information. Don't make no difference. I'm already on the damn no-fly list.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, I would love to be able to send you stuff, and then I just wanted to ask your permission if it's okay for Danny or Bianchi to pass it along to me so that I can.
Danny's got all my information. When I forget something, I call him up. What was that? And he let me know.
Hey, that's Mama's page I'm on. I don't have a Facebook page, so I get on Mama's. So. Y'all may not even know who you're talking to. It could be me or her. If you get on my cat.
Yeah, it's been me sending you stuff.
Well, I know that you need your mama to kind of, you know, to supervise the messages between you and I. So I know that when I message you.
Lorianne, I sent you stuff too.
Four people want to talk. It's in the on the switchboard. They want to talk UFOs.
They want to talk about UFOs.
I know. I was hoping Joe would be on because I have a couple really interesting articles that I wanted to run by him. Like kind of weird stuff, and so I was hoping that he would be on so I could bring it up.
Oh,
but
no,
I want
you
to
can bring
it
up
for Joe. I don't want him to miss out.
Yeah.
You can bring it up.
Bianchi knows a lot about aliens.
Yeah, he does.
I think Bianchi is an alien.
I tell you what, there's a lot of them around here, man. I think I really, you know, talking to Big Kathy, she has opened my eyes to a whole different angle.
You are
and when
woke.
You look at you just
you are
can't
finally
dismiss
woke.
It.
No, he's awakened. We have to use awakened.
I haven't seen nobody with their legs turned around backwards yet, but
I haven't either. I don't want to see that. I remember that movie. I remember it.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The Arrival.
It looked like
the little kid
like
turned
little
into what was
hold
the
on,
name of
back.
It?
Yeah,
hold
one
on.
Person because I couldn't understand.
I don't know what the heck they were talking about.
It's called The Arrival.
Yes.
Oh, The Arrival. Yeah. With the chick that was in the new Superman movies. What's her name with the red hair?
I don't know.
The Arrival.
This is, Larry wants me to play a little bit of this, so I will.
Lou
Elizondo
is on his way to interview a former U.S. Air Force officer willing to speak about his UFO sighting.
This is the History Channel.
The alleged sighting took place at an Air Force base with nuclear weapons and a long history of strange encounters.
My name is Daniel Gibson. I'm a retired Air Force major.
Major Gibson, thank you very much for taking your time to come and speak with us here today. I'd like to start by asking you, what inspired you to come here today and why now?
In the fall of 1995, I was stationed at Malmstrom Air Force Base in Montana, right outside of Great Falls. Malmstrom is primarily a ICBM missile base.
Since the 1960s, Malmstrom Air Force Base has housed hundreds of intercontinental ballistic missiles with nuclear warheads capable of destroying entire cities. During the Cold War, the base was a key part of America's nuclear arsenal that provided a protective arc across the nation's northern tier.
Launch trajectories from the Soviet Union come over the poles across Alaska and Canada. A ring of bases were established across the northern United States to house both ICBMs and strategic bombers. And they were the bedrock of our strategic deterrence and our security and safety.
Maintain alert under War Plan Bravo.
In the fall of 1995, Gibson was on board a KC-135 as it conducted mid-air refueling for a fleet of B-1B strategic heavy bombers, which can carry nuclear payloads anywhere in the world.
Once the refueling was done, we started our trip back to Malmstrom. I moved forward to the flight deck to enjoy the aurora borealis above us.
Flight paths for these refueling missions often included views of the aurora borealis, or northern lights.
All of a sudden, there was just this very bright light. The aircraft commander and the co-pilot, they saw it first. Time kind of froze for us. But it,
uh-oh, here we go.
In it, that it was there. This light, we watched it all the way down into the aurora where it stopped. And you could actually see the aurora flowing around it, just as if you see a bow wave going around the front of a boat. The longer the object stayed in the aurora, the brighter the object got. And then it just shot straight up and was gone.
So some people would say, you're obviously confused. You saw a planet or a star.
We had no doubt in our mind that it was not a star or a planet because it entered our atmosphere. It was in the aurora borealis itself, and then it shot straight back up. I've seen the International Space Station. It moves at a very fast clip. This was moving 10 times plus. We all had the same reaction. It was almost a stunned silence. None of us had seen anything like that before.
Some folks will say, well, you know, it could be a Russian first stage booster rocket coming in on reentry.
Well, initially we thought it was a shooting star, but then we saw the speed at which it was descending, and then it stopped.
According to Gibson's account, the object possessed three of the five observables. Instantaneous acceleration, the ability to accelerate instantly from a standstill, hypersonic velocity, speeds of 3,700 miles per hour or more, and transmedium travel, the ability to move through air, water, and the vacuum of space.
If you're going from an atmospheric environment to potentially a vacuum environment.
I don't know of any object in our inventory that has the capability to stop mid-reentry, stay in position, and then once it's done, accelerate back out of the atmosphere. The G-forces would kill a human being.
To Elizondo, Major Gibson's sighting is part of a pattern. While working with ATIP, the Pentagon's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, Elizondo says investigators researched multiple UFO sightings around northern tier nuclear bases during the Cold War. These sightings were part of a recently leaked 500-page government-funded report detailing dozens of alleged Cold War UFO encounters. Investigative journalist Tim McMillan has studied the report.
There's a chart that showed the number of UFO sightings within proximity to different nuclear facilities that house weapon systems. There's a distinct correlation that these objects appear to be encroaching upon airspace of the northern tier. If you look at just those numbers alone, it's alarming.
One of the most remarkable Cold War era sightings also occurred near Malmstrom Air Force Base, 28 years before Gibson's experience. In 1967, several Air Force personnel reported seeing a glowing red object flying over the base. The object appeared to move rapidly and was able to make sharp 90-degree turns, stop abruptly, and reverse course, much like the movements described by Major Gibson nearly 30 years later.
Both the UFOs had this incredible ability to take off and basically go from a very low velocity, almost a complete hover, to an incredible speed in the instant of time.
And there is one more detail that concerns Elizondo and his team. Reportedly, moments after the sighting, 10 of Malmstrom's nuclear warheads were suddenly, inexplicably, turned off.
These weapon systems had been shut offline, so they couldn't be fired. If these were Russian aircraft, if these were someone else's aircraft, the idea that something could possess a technology that could fly within proximity and take these systems offline, that's a terrifying capability.
Is this some sort of U.S. secret technology or perhaps some sort of adversarial secret, you know, weapon system or platform?
There is a definitive link to nuclear technology, whether on the battle space or in time of peace. That, I think, is becoming more and more clear. The question is, why? What is the connection?
Didn't mean to scare anybody. Thanks, Larry. Yeah, people don't send me any more. I got about six more that was sent to me. Thank you very much, but that should do it. Well,
yeah, you could probably play like another 3 hours of video clips and
yeah,
that people send you.
Oh man, get on the one thing.
I think we're just getting cranked up.
Are you?
I don't know. On UFOs and aliens, that was just the icing on the cake. That's not even the cake.
Oh, that was the cake.
Well, yeah, aliens had the technology then to do it. That was in 68. They have it now. Don't think they don't. And that's probably the reason no nuclear weapon has been fired since this Ukrainian thing's been going on. Don't think the black cats, the cabal, whoever, whatever you want to call them, don't have nuclear warheads on their hands. They do. They're just inoperational.
Well, United States stuff is probably in operation because you got a bunch of individuals in the State Department that's anti-nuclear. They want to get rid of all of them. For one reason.
I'm actually all for that. I don't think anybody anywhere should have nuclear weapons.
Well, they're a good deterrent, especially if you got somebody who can match you buck for buck.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to play this woman. I'm not going to play this one, but women.
Play that
woman,
one on the driver's licenses.
This woman remembers meeting aliens as a youth through hypotherapy. aliens in Alaska. No, I'm not going to play that, but thank you.
Some hypothermia. That must have been somebody that was out, left out in the cold. They brought them in and started heating them up.
Hypothermia. I saw a video, some young children in one of those countries in Africa. They were approached by some aliens. I don't remember anything said about a ship.
Now, was it a school?
Yeah, all these children took pictures of what they saw.
No, hold on for a minute. I want to read about this real quick. Yeah, that was a school, and it did land. It landed in
school. Oh, it did?
It did land. And, no, you know, they were, one girl was like 3 feet from this thing. And years, this year lately, they got these folks together finally and brought them back to the school and put into a classroom, draw what you've seen. But, you know, they were separated. And they all drew the same thing. Teachers that were real old said, it was the scariest thing they ever encountered. They didn't talk about it because we did, nobody would believe it. But the town seen it and seen it land in the schoolyard. So the town believed it, but everybody, moved away. They didn't mention it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Mm-hmm.
That was just here in the last few years. They talked about it and got everybody. Yeah.
The U.S. going to keep fooling around with Russia. Russia is going to unleash something.
Yeah, we shouldn't be sending any more weapons. I mean, Ukraine has lost this thing. They've been lost. I don't know why we keep sending. I just like to know how much kickback out of that, just the last 40 million or 40 billion.
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 A lot of it's coming back around. You better believe it.
Yeah.
Foundations and every other damn thing. They need to trace that money and lock these people's butt up.
Mm-hmm.
Ukraine can't whoop Russia. United States don't have no damn chance of Russia. Lead it down. You got another problem on your hand with China. China's perfecting all sorts of, years ago, China destroyed some geocentric orbiting satellite, communication satellite. It was it was hers, but she just wanted to show that we got the capability of doing that.
Right.
And then if you take out those satellites, nothing can see. Your Sea Wolf submarines, they can't see. Are they going to be sailed around with their periscopes sticking out the water so they can see where they're going?
Yeah, you're right. Technology could really backfire.
Communication gonna stop.
Yeah. Oh, by
the way, cell phones become useless other than playing Pac-Man.
Right. In Arizona, about the elections, I forgot to talk about this. Say this is there's a group of people, if they don't get rid of, and they're not going to get rid of all the drop boxes, there's going to be a camera on and manned by somebody or two or three people 24/7. There was enough people to do that, and they're going to try to protect the voting process in all Arizona, in Yuma. I think it's Yuma County, though. But a lot of volunteers.
The 410 to Yuma.
Good movie.
But you know, here's the thing, and I keep saying this, and I'm going to keep saying it. Americans need to put that damn pistol on their hip. Everywhere they go, they need to wear that gun. Tell the federal government, everybody else go to hell. And especially women. Women need to be wearing it. Don't be hiding it up there in your titties. Put that gun on your hip.
Good heavens, Pianki. I got a cousin that carries everything up there. Her keys, her cell phone. She just sticks it right down in her top, and I guess it's so snug there it holds it all.
Yeah, and I remember seeing some of her cousins, so they'd be very secure. Nobody's going to try to touch them.
Yeah, you have to call EMS to get their head out, some male's head out from between.
I mean, it's just weird when that particular cousin's around and I hear her cell phone ringing and I see her stick her hand down her top and pull it out. Okay, all right. You don't have to carry the purse.
I bet she had a vibrator on that phone. Ring and vibrator.
I want on the record that Bianchi and Kathy started the porn talk. Not me.
No. Oh, did see a video the other night. It called Ukraine and Taiwan, the Sodom and Gomorrah. And we ain't heard anything much out of Taiwan and China lately, but the word was out on the internet that China was going to go in there and take it back. And I'm thinking, now why would they do that unless Taiwan is just full of corruption just like the Ukraine was, you know? If they like you, they don't say anything about you. See, if you, with all your corruption and everything, you're not talked about.
Yeah, I think Taiwan's so bad they can't prove that they're not bad.
Well, I think you're going to see a lot of Hunter's connections coming out of Taiwan, too, you know, when all this is released.
Oh, that'd be good.
Uh-huh. And Charlie Flynn is still over the Indo-Pacific fleet, you know. Now, why do you suppose the Democrats would allow that? Or the so-called government up there in D.C.? Why would they allow that, you think?
Because technically they have no say-so.
Now, why would they not put their own people in charge of these fleets, these deep state admirals and generals and all?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because their military's not in control, and they're not in control of the military.
Uh-uh. I did see where Biden, you know, was going to send missiles to Ukraine. Well, that's been, you know, that's been stopped. They're not going to send missiles to Ukraine.
I see where all of Biden's black staffers are quitting.
Yeah.
What's going on there, Kathy?
I hope they're come to the awakening, you know. I hope they finally open their eyes and see what it really is, you know. I think Kamala had a bunch that quit too, didn't she?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, she had a bunch. I saw one video that said when she entered a room, she wanted everybody to stand up in her presence.
Yeah, I heard that too, yeah. I did hear that.
Well, good for these people, you know. They've finally seen the light, to put it that way.
Probably seen some of the tape on the internet about what Biden used to say about African Americans.
Yep.
Yeah, he was he wasn't biting his tongue back then, wasn't he?
No. He sure wasn't.
I kind of liked him back then because you knew what he was going to say.
You knew what he stood
for,
yeah.
Really, people.
Yeah.
He wasn't even able to stand up there when the campaign was going on. I mean, he couldn't even read, you know, didn't know where he was half the time. And this is the person that y'all think was elected legally, legitimately.
Well, he's there. He's there whether we believe it or not.
Well, that don't mean that it's legitimate. The media called the race. Cat,
he's still
the
there.
The corrupt media called the race.
I don't give a damn who called it. He's still there.
And then they got together and inaugurated him.
He's still there. He's still the president of the United States.
No, he is not.
No, I'm sorry.
He is not.
Yeah, yes, he is.
No.
Once he was sworn in, it doesn't matter about the election. Once he was sworn in, he is the president of the United States.
Unfortunate as it may be.
No, one on my two on
and
my.
And there
team.
Was a lot of people that there was a lot of people that didn't pay attention to any of the campaigning. They were just anybody but Trump. Vote.
Yeah, but they're thinking different now. They have to dig deeper into the pocket for gasoline.
You bet.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I showed someone a gas tank that's at Costco's. Somebody put it on my tweet, and it says, don't blame us. This is, what was it, Cinnamon? Don't blame us. This is because of Biden. And it's on their gas pump, and it's not it's inside the gas pump, so you can't mess with it. Electronic.
I saw something like that too. Don't blame us, blame Biden.
Yeah, those are those stickers.
They got
did somebody
this.
Hang up?
I don't know.
I stir them up. Or they got this wonderful drink tablet that burns fat as a primary source of energy in your body, showing people who take it, they lose their belly and stuff. Charles Barkley drunk some for 2 or 3 days. He came in. And everybody noticed how his hat was sitting down on his ears.
You know, I've heard that some of those energy drinks, they're bad for your heart. You know, people with, you know, heart disease or minor heart disease, these energy drinks that crank you up, you know, they're bad for your heart.
Heck, when Viagra came out, some men would be walking around with a hard on for 3 or 4 days. They had to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Cut this stuff off.
Well, you know the solution to that, right? Just have a guy turn on The View and watch that for about 30 seconds, and their hard on that's lasted for days will go down immediately.
That's the truth.
That is right.
That is the truth. How are they even still on? I would think they had lost a lot of their sponsors.
Now they
I have no idea.
I don't
is
know.
Megan, is that Megan still on there? Megan
McCain?
She's conservative. Yeah.
McCain? No, she's not on there.
She's not. Well, who is the conservative on there now?
No, I don't know. I don't watch it.
Yeah, I try not to keep up with it.
Well,
same thing
I
with the Kardashians. I often wonder, like, who in the hell is watching this? You know, like,
really?
How has these Kardashians stayed on for as long as it has? It absolutely baffles my mind. I literally know nobody, not even any of my liberal friends that I have, ever watch it.
Before that started, they automatically, you know, almost somebody stole my sex tape, and that that sex tape came out, and then everybody started watching the Kardashians. Now all of a sudden, it's been on so long, the new season shows her, this was a clip, shows her really crying and carrying on because there might be another sex film. Another one. And isn't that funny? Ratings go down. All of a sudden, there's another sex film.
Yeah, they had that with Jane Mansfield back in years ago. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody broke in her house and got a tape of her and her boyfriend.
Yeah.
She was voluptuous, wasn't she, Bianchi?
I didn't watch the tape.
No, I mean, she was. She was very figured up, you know.
Yeah, she was figured up, all right.
Blonde hair.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty woman.
Yep.
Or well, she's night and day to Whoopi Goldberg. You got...
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? Mm-mm.
I don't know. They're crazy. Maybe that's the allure. Like, if you think that you're questioning your sanity, then you watch The View, and then you're like, okay, I'm okay.
Yeah. It's just outrageous. It's like this stuff coming out of D.C., what they're wanting to do. It's outrageous. We never heard of it before. It's crazy, you know.
Donnie, you get that tape on the driver's license for illegals?
No, not yet. I have
that to you.
Okay, I'll go to my mail.
I thought California already did that.
Oh, it's Massachusetts now.
Oh, Massachusetts now, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to have insurance too to drive?
Well, I tell you, I don't know. Well, see, here's the thing. If you're here in the country illegally, any money you make should be confiscated. Don't they, what they do with drug dealers? Confiscate their boats.
That's what they do.
Homes.
Sweden
all their
did
assets.
That. Sweden did yeah. that with the refugees coming in, the immigrants. They took all their possessions. You know, when they come in to apply for asylum, any jewelry they had, anything they had, they took it.
Well, that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
You damn right it should be. You're not supposed to be making money. You're not supposed to be working.
Yep. Kick their ass right out.
Not supposed to have a $600 cell phone either and wearing Nike shoes.
Well, we're giving everybody a cell phone.
Yeah,
and the women that come across the border don't look like they're starving to me. They're full-breasted, big asses.
Know it. They don't look like they're lacking
for
anything.
And you totally know that they walk like 3,400 miles all the way on up to get to the border, too.
Yeah.
You know?
with flip-flops on.
Yeah. They're not dirty. They're not sweaty. Their clothes are clean. There's no dirt on them. It's like, oh,
and
okay.
They're pushing those strollers, too. Don't forget that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So 3,400 miles. They pushed a stroller for 3,400 miles.
They got some good wheels on them, ain't they?
But you don't see any of them carrying big old backpacks full of diapers or anything, you know? You don't ever see that.
No.
You just see them.
Yeah, you don't. I'm looking for my mail. I cannot find my mail. I'm going to have to open another window here in a second and find my mail. What the hell happened to that? Okay, Kathy, you sent me something about the moon. You don't believe we landed on the moon, right?
Yeah, I sent you that video.
It looks like either they were practicing because I know they did that.
Yeah.
But could have been a movie. Who believes we didn't go to the moon?
I don't think we went. The Apollo.
I tell you what, there's a black astronaut. I don't know him personally, but I know people that do know him. Danny Glover. Not Danny Glover, but his last name is Glover. He was just recently on the space station out of California. He's supposed to be the first black to walk on the moon here coming up pretty soon.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah,
that's not...
Well, he's a pretty smart guy, though. Came out of South Central L.A., too.
I think you're crazy if you're a test pilot. So you're going to be half crazy to go to the moon.
I'd do it if I could. I'd do it in a heartbeat.
And
no
we
problem.
Would send you in a heartbeat. I guarantee you. Okay.
I want to see if the Earth is flat or not. Damn it.
I'll
I want to experience it for myself and report back.
All right.
Hour at the State House, senators approved a bill which would allow undocumented immigrants in Massachusetts to get a driver's license.
Good evening. I'm Paula Evan.
And I'm Lisa Hughes. The House bill passed earlier this year, something very similar. WBZ's Zinnia Maldonado live at the State House tonight. Zinnia, both of these bills, we should mention, passed with an overwhelming majority.
Lisa and Paula, that's correct. After more than 2 hours of debating, cheers erupted inside the State House and outside with the Senate passing this bill 32-8. And as you can see, supporters are still out here celebrating what they call a very big win.
Has to be enjoyed.
The Senate passing a bill that would give immigrants without legal status a pathway to obtain a Massachusetts driver's license. If the bill becomes law, people without legal status could obtain a driver's license by providing 2 documents proving their identity, such as a passport or birth certificate, a point of concern for some lawmakers who are against it.
If the documents that are presented for identification purposes in another section of the bill are not in English, then they have to have a certified translation, but the bill doesn't mention who does the translation.
Those rallying in front of the State House Thursday say driver's licenses for those undocumented has been a fierce advocacy push for years.
It's beautiful to see all the communities, kids, parents, people coming out of work and, you know, rallying support. They have been taking the streets for the past 3 years and really organizing the community from the bottom up.
We need for bring our children to the school for the after school, for the program summer school. And for work.
Now, the Senate's bill would task the state with developing voter regulations. It's an issue Governor Charlie Baker has raised concerns about.
And it puts tremendous pressure on cities and towns to do the cleanup on the back end.
And undocumented immigrants are very clear that voting when you're not supposed to is illegal and they can carry jail time.
But it never.
Now, the bill moves to the desk of Governor Charlie Baker, and Senate members believe if he doesn't approve, they'll have enough votes to override a potential veto. We're live outside the State House in Boston. Nia Maldonado, WBZ News.
If you are putting all your hopes and money in your dentist to fix...
There you go. Another Boston. We're not really surprised, are we, about Boston? Not surprised at all. Pretty soon, and they will be voting. Or at least they're going to try.
Of course.
Well, you know, if they can drive, that's one preclude to voting. You're absolutely
mm-hmm.
right.
Yeah.
Yeah, here in Oregon, we automatically register anybody 18 years and older to register to vote. And supposedly, the 16 and 17-year-olds that aren't of age yet, if they do vote, their ballots would be invalidated. However, I have yet to find any numbers on to verify that their ballots are actually removed and not counted.
Yeah, 16, you're automatically registered to vote. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, you get your driver's license and it's automatic. And, you know, so if you don't want to be registered to vote, you have to opt out.
Hmm. When is Juneteenth, Bianchi?
I don't know. I don't care.
But yet at the same time, it's still racist to demand an ID in order to vote. That's still racist. But it's not racist to automatically register you to vote when you get your driver's license.
Yeah. Kind of wild, isn't it? In the wild.
Juneteenth is another one of false pleasing, trying to get votes.
Yeah. Well, if I wasn't retired, I'd be celebrating the hell out of Juneteenth Day. El Paso, Texas.
Don't mean anything.
Well.
Lincoln didn't have no control over states that have seceded.
No.
Well, how the hell are you going to tell me the only slave that was released was those who had sought refuge with the Union troops. The Indians didn't release theirs until they was paid to release them.
You're not supposed to talk about that.
And I'm pissed off because Walmart took Juneteenth ice cream off the damn shelves.
Oh, yeah. That racist ice cream, that's right.
Oh, I know what I was supposed to tell you.
Uh-oh.
Update on the shootings in Chicago.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. You're starting your new count.
I'm on a new count now.
Yeah.
A new count since the 1st of June. The day 4 days, they got 26 shot and 4 killed, one a day. But ending the year from 21 to 22, Memorial Day to Memorial Day, you had 4,628 blacks shot by other blacks in that period of time, with 636 murders.
Jeez.
No white police shootings. You know, you had a police officer shot in the head in Chicago, I think it was here.
Yeah.
The last couple of days.
Yeah, sure was. Man, damn, that's more than we lost in, you know, Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah, the year before was 4,845 with 745 murders.
Damn.
So with 1,370, 80 some odd murders in 2 years. Nobody says nothing.
No, nobody says a thing.
And when Abbott made comment about that after all the push about them and Texas increasing the restrictions on guns, he said, well, hell, you got more people killed in Chicago, what did he say, a day or a weekend? And then did they come down on him?
Yeah. Yeah.
They tell the truth.
Mm-hmm. They don't want to hear that, though, Pianchi. They do not want to hear that. You know it, and I know it. Everybody knows it. Can't bring that up.
I want to know who's paying off Beetlejuice to just sit back and make sure that none of this gets attention.
I don't know.
You know, that's Mrs. Beetlejuice in Chicago?
Oh, yeah. I don't know how she makes it, though, doesn't she? She gets by. I don't know how in the hell she gets by. There's one reporter that gets in her ass, and that's it. And everybody else stays the course and shuts up. Okay.
Folks, I got to go. I got some caretaking I need to do.
Okay.
And I enjoyed the show, everybody.
All right. Thank you.
I always love hearing from you. You know,
right,
you're welcome to call into my show, too, you know.
I know that, and we will. We did that once before, and I really enjoyed it. But I've got to go because I've got stuff I have to do here. All right,
Kathy, be careful now. When you step out,
take care. God bless.
You know I'm
don't just look left, right, and to the front.
Don't
just
no,
look
don't
left,
get out
right, and
night.
To the front. Look up.
I do not get out at night, and I do have a gun, but I doubt if that would do any good on an alien. Anyways, enjoy the show and talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
All right,
be careful.
I got to pick this real quick before the guy drops off.
And the last one, number 44 and the one before that, 43, Bush and Obama. Well, there are pictures of Bush with his arm around 8-year-old Barack Obama because his stepdaddy, adopted daddy, Lolo Sotoro, had done a lifetime worth of business with the Bushes. Uncle George Herbert Walker, after whom George Herbert Walker Bush won president, was named, founded Halliburton in 1946 in Oklahoma. And Lolo Sotoro had been International Executive Vice President for Standard Oil.
There was talk of him being a CIA asset.
Well, yeah,
Indonesia.
See, he ran the death squads for the Indonesian army. On his own call, anyone could be assassinated. So when George Herbert Walker Bush became head of the CIA under the Ford administration, he just got with his old buddy in the oil business, Lolo Sotoro, and pulled off the hits. See, Barack's grandmother has been acknowledged as being the woman that operated the channels through which CIA money went to the Southwest Pacific. So she introduced her daughter, who had just had Barry, Barack, to Lolo Sotoro, and they got married, and Lolo Sotoro adopted Barack Obama. The name was changed to Barry Sotoro.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when he went to high school in Hawaii, I know about that high school. I almost sent my oldest son to it. I could afford it, but I didn't think he deserved it. 20 years ago, the tuition was $95,000 a year, not including room and board. When Obama went there, I talked to two of his classmates. They independently state that the tuition, not including room and board, was $45,000. Now, Business Insider reports his income for 2017 at over $200 million net. That's after taxes, deductions, write-offs.
Mm-hmm.
For this last year, 2018, they reported it as $570-plus million. And that's after all deductions, tax write-offs. Trump doesn't make that net. I mean, even some of the richest people in America don't make that. Why? Because when his stepdaddy died, he was one of the 10, 15 richest men on earth. And he left everything in a trust fund operated out of Indonesia so the American government can't touch it. That makes Barack Obama one-third beneficiary for the assets of one of the 10, 15 richest men on earth. See, so we got a game run on us. So, you know that little thing that Bush W. does when he gets with Michelle, they giggle and he gives her candy? The inside thing, is that supposed to be the same kind of candy he used to give to her husband when he was 6, 7, 8 years old?
Well, that's quite a bit of money. Quite a bit of money. I didn't know.
Just a tiny bit.
I didn't. I thought he was poor. He came from south side of Chicago. Well, Hawaii.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's just like how Bill Gates started out of his own garage, just this, you know, really smart, you know, average kid. Oh, no.
No. I don't believe
that. No. Both his father and his mother were highly influential and wealthy, and then Warren Buffett took him under his wing and also financed him. This is not some garage to, you know, American dream story that everybody's been led to believe. And this is the exact same case, what you just played right here with Obama. It's the same deal.
Yeah. I just
knew a kid that was back in the '70s. See, what is early '70s? Ronnie Shine, him and another kid was experimenting with making computer wafers out of his garage. But the chemicals they had to use kept burning them up. If they had been successful with that, then you would have had your Taiwan semiconductor out of somebody's garage in Overland, Missouri.
Well, that's some smart people. I don't know. I don't know anything about that.
Got a lot of smart people. You don't hear much about them, though. But
a lot of smart people do a lot of smart things, but don't have the finances to, you know, get it out in the public. So these little inventions usually stay at home. I still say there's something better to run our engines on than gasoline. That's out there.
Hemp.
Yeah, hydrogen.
Hemp.
You.
Hemp. 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 Say it again, hemp.
You want? They start making clothes.
It's too easy
hemp.
And too cheap and too versatile for any government to allow it to be harvested to replace all kinds of stuff.
And that's why they didn't do it. A lot of reasons they didn't want it back in the day, because the pharmaceuticals didn't want it. The clothing industry didn't want it, because that lint you pull out of your dryer is your clothes deteriorating when they were made with however they make it with hemp. You didn't get any of that.
Oh, lasted forever. I got to talk about this video I just watched. Oh, I'm so sorry. But this is totally bringing this up. I watched this video that's called Why We Can't Have Nice Things. I think it's from like a year ago or something. And the guy talks about like even the light bulb. Okay, so the original light bulb, because it was made, it didn't last very long. And so then the light bulb manufacturers got paid to make them last longer, right? But then they developed it so much that it started to last too long. And so during the Great Depression, then the light bulb companies were told to make their light bulbs only last a certain amount of time to ensure that people had to continue to buy them so that there'd be continuous jobs and stuff. And so, like, the light bulb was literally the first invention that our government actually paid manufacturers to make them less efficient, right? And that is spilled into all kinds of things. If you go to modern day, you look at the iPhone. Literally, Apple, I think, was fined something like $30 million or something. It was like the largest thing, because they were deliberately designing their iPhones to only last like 2 years or less. And so it was forcing people to have to buy new iPhones. They were purposely doing this. But, yeah, it was really interesting on the light bulb. Being like the first for them to do this. And this is why we don't have hemp. That is the other part of the equation, is hemp was way too versatile, way too cheap to make, more durable when it comes to clothing and everything else. All of it. And it's like, and hemp followed the same suit, where it's been deliberately put in the dirt. Because in order for companies to continue to make profits and for us to continue to have jobs, these products have to fail all the way down the line on every level. They have to keep failing. People have to keep replacing them, and therefore their workers have to keep making them. And you know what I'm saying? Like, it goes on and on and on, and it's gone on ever since the early 1900s. End rant.
Okay, sorry guys, Don stepped away.
Oh, he did? Oh, okay.
Yeah, stepped away from it.
Yeah, it was like what we were talking about. Like, that's why hemp. That's why that's why even all of these battery-powered things, you know, battery-powered cars, all that, those batteries aren't going to last very long. They're deliberately not, you know, made to not last very long so that you have to continuously replace them, even though there are other methods that are fully out there to make them to be, you know, almost like you never have to replace them for the rest of your life. We have the technology, but they will not market that. They absolutely will not market that because there's no profit in it by having actually energy efficient and an actual environmental friendly and actually durable products out there that don't have to be replaced for years and years and years.
Oh, yeah. Yep. That's why, you know, my brother was using, when he got his first apartment, or first house, when he rented his first house, he was using our great aunt's refrigerator because it was still working. But now, you know, refrigerators last, like, about 6 years.
Oh, they last longer than
and
that
you have to, well, that if you go to, like, Home Depot or something, they say appliances now last about an average six years before you replace them.
Not a refrigerator. I wish ours would blow up, but...
Anyway.
I bought a brand new refrigerator. It wasn't a cheap one. And
none of them are cheap.
In a year and a half, I had to have a tech come out and fix it because, like, the ice cube maker wasn't working and the display panel went out. And then it was like whatever regulates it to tell it to cool it, you know, the whatever. And so it had all kinds of problems. And it's been working overall okay since then. But in my garage, I have this old ass, it's got to be 30-year-old refrigerator out there in my garage that I picked up for $50. And that sucker, not a problem. I've had it for over 5 years. And it's like, it's my old reliable. Like, that sucker just does not break down. It's going to probably outlive me, you know?
Yep.
Yep. We had one of those. Sure did. Some of them last forever.
Yeah, but nowadays they don't. And that's the same, besides hemp, bamboo is the same way. And bamboo is like hemp. It grows fast. And, you know, they can harvest it every year. So, but there's not money in it.
Why? Well, yeah. They don't mind it if they last forever. And Biden said American people had all the money they need. Everything is fine. He said that.
Oh, yeah. Supposedly, Biden said that that we're more prosperous now than we were under Trump. And I'm like, I don't know who, maybe your little family, because now they can do the back deals again, but the rest of us are suffering.
Yeah,
I know. I have almost nothing left in my savings account, and I know that I've had to live off of the 401k that I had built up, and it's gone now. So, no, I am absolutely not living any better at all.
No,
it's nuts. And then the continuation of some of this, some of the COVID stuff that they're doing. So, and I don't begrudge any of the ones at work about it, but I work with a lot of single mothers, and so their income is the only income for the whole family, and so they get benefits. So they're getting extended benefits still on food for COVID. They're getting the extended benefits of rent, free rent, or paid rent. I mean, and so yeah, they're all fat and happy, and I'm like, no.
Well, they, you know, government offers it just like a tax break when everybody's bitching about Trump.
Oh, I know. I don't begrudge I don't begrudge them for taking it.
No. Well,
somebody's
I know.
Gonna, you know, somebody's going to hand me, even if somebody hands me $50, I'll, okay, thank you.
Yeah.
I know, right? It's like there's such an, you know, and then there's me. I have never had a child. And so I don't get diddly shit. I am the last person. I am the one that, you know, whatever money I make, I am taxed the highest because I don't have all the credits that can be taken. If I had just had one child, my tax situation would be completely different, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and I would still be getting some COVID benefits and stuff like that right now. But, no, I chose not to have a child, and so I must be punished. Because I didn't become, you know, dependent on the government because I had a child, you know, and depend on those tax credits. And that's what most people do. I mean, they depend on that crap, you know. And if they get to take it, then yes, take it, you know. Hey, I'm libertarian. We are paying way too much in taxes, and we're only getting more surveillance state and more tyranny and more encroachment and more restriction and less freedom and less liberty as a result of it, and yet we're having to pay for our own slavery is really what it is. We're paying for our own slavery. Some more than others. But if you're a good person and you produce one or two future slaves, then we'll give you a bunch of tax credits. But if you don't, we'll punish you by taxing the shit out of you.
Yeah, they'll get
credit for credit for shit.
They will get you.
One way or another, it is a master plan, you guys.
Mm-hmm.
It is a master of you gotta. The more you start to realize the levels that the cabal has gone over centuries to get to where we're at today, the more you got to admit, like, there is a level of brilliance involved here. That, I mean, these are some seriously brilliant sociopaths that have been dictating all this stuff and planning all this stuff for a very, very long time. It is just mind-blowing.
Yeah, they're pushing us, they're definitely pushing us to someplace we don't want to be.
Not only are we going to pay for our own slavery, but we're going to demand it. That's the even more screwed up part about it, is we're going to demand it.
Yeah,
you're right.
And if you go through and you survey people, you know, would you like more safety or more freedom? They would go more safety.
Yep. Yeah, they'll give up freedom for all. Yeah, but one good thing about in Texas, George P. Bush did not beat his Republican counterpart in the primaries. That's one good thing. Bush
good.
Lost Texas. And that's
we
a good
really,
thing.
Yeah, we really don't need to have Bushers in office.
No, we need to get Liz Cheney out of there, not just because of what she's doing on a January 6th hearings or anything like that. We don't need another Cheney. We don't need these families to keep putting their damn kids or in office and keeping the bullshit going on and on and on and on and on. Right, Cinnamon. No, there you go.
I have to say some of the political rhetoric has been toning down a bit. I usually I read the comments, and I read a read an article today about a plane had gone into the no-fly airspace above Biden's vacation home.
Yeah.
Where he was this weekend. And it was, some of the comments were just funnier than heck. But there wasn't a whole lot of oh, you saying that because, you know, you're a Trumper or anything like that. That a lot of that was off, was not there.
Yeah.
It was all about Biden and just pretty much his reaction. What he would have said. Like one of them said, it was corn pop. Come on, man. He's a bad dude.
Corn pop.
And the one I love the most was Secret Service heard him muttering, those damn Wright brothers and their flying machine.
That was funny.
Poor Biden.
People are starting to wake up that he really has no clue.
No, he doesn't. Just over a year and a half.
Speaking of people waking up, I have the daughter of a very good friend of mine that has been, like, ultra woke to the point where, like, my friend and her daughter have not been getting along because her daughter has been going so woke. But now her daughter is showing signs of being awakened. I saw a post of hers, and it was talking about being poisoned and looking at the labels off of the back of like a mixed lettuce or something that was bagged lettuce. And she was talking about, you know, being poisoned here and there and stuff. And I couldn't help but comment, and I told her, I'm like, you know, welcome to going down the rabbit hole of being awakened. You know, you're just starting, you know.
Right.
You're just starting, girl. But you're starting to become awake instead of woke. You know?
I think these corporations are going to wish they would have stayed the hell out of everything, like Disney. Disney now, a lot of people has canceled the reservations, and
yep.
and a lot more because of the fuel prices. Some of them drive, they canceled, so they're hurting. And every, you know, ESPN, which is owned by them, has lost 8 million customers, so they're bleeding. So hopefully.
Oh, and then also the arrests that have been made with Disney employees from all different kinds and sex trafficking and child pornography and stuff, that doesn't help their reputation much either.
No, I didn't hear much about that. Enlighten me.
You haven't heard much about that? Oh, my God, Google it. Holy crap, like, several hundred Disney employees have been arrested for child pornography, child sex trafficking, sickening stuff, part of the whole deal. I mean, like, yeah, there's several articles on that. Well, you might not be able to Google it. They probably scrub it, but look just about anywhere else, and or even on like BitChute or Rumble, just type in Disney arrest child trafficking pornography, and you'll find all kinds of stuff about it that's happened within the last couple of months. It was a couple of months ago, several hundred of them. And so that's not helping their reputation either. Like even the most like left people are going, wait a minute, what? You got a whole bunch of fucking pedophiles and child sex perverts employed by you, and not really sure I want to bring my kids there after all.
Yeah, I guess that'll be the place you want to be, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, either that or a school teacher.
Oh, yeah. I mean, what kid isn't going to trust, you know, Goofy?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man.
And then they disappear, never to be seen again until they're, like, you know, 17 or 18 and found dead.
That's something. Yeah, that's something.
I mean, that's what happens. Yeah, that's a big deal.
Yeah,
but, yeah,
it is.
Disney's been hurting. That's why a lot of people have been unsubscribing from Disney Plus. I know I did quite a while back, and I'm not signing back up for Disney Plus. I don't care what the hell's on there because of that. It's like, you guys are sicko, pedo, child trafficker. You're just, you know, you're all involved in that whole thing. No, not doing it.
No, I never did have. We never had Disney Plus, but if I had it, I would have canceled it. I wish we could pick, like on our cable, I wish we could pick the stations we want to pay for. Because you get so much crap.
We should
crap.
Be able to.
Yeah, but we can't. We
nope,
can't. And politicians running for... Yeah. And politicians.
We should be able to customize our own channel package.
Well, they were talking about it in the Senate, and that kind of died out because, you know, all these stations that would be kicked out because nobody watches them. And, you know, there's a whole bunch of, I wouldn't.
Oh, yeah. Our government subsidizes all kinds of this crap. Our broadband companies and stuff like that, that's how a lot of these really shitty shows that nobody ever watches stays on forever, because they're getting money from the government and stuff to provide the service. Now they're going to get even more money. Why? Because now they want to transmit that over 5G.
Yeah.
Everybody with their Rokus and stuff like that can get all these channels on their Roku just over the airwaves because they have a 5G tower next to them that's going to kill, like, you know, trees and grass and everything surrounding it. But no worries.
Yeah. Yeah, no worries.
No worries. It's all safe.
Damn. I don't know. I just, so many things are happening at once. I never seen a country change so fast. And in my lifetime, I know I'm an old man.
It's we're entering a new age. And it's not exactly the technology age because we started that already. But it's the social media age, and it's
technology.
Yeah, it's going to change the way everybody lives from here on out.
Now,
I mean, can you imagine
you
go into social media or not, it's still going to change. It's going to change the way, because it's changing people's conversations, and that's all across the world.
Go ahead.
It's getting closer to the world is flat kind of idea, and everybody's kind of interconnected, but it's creating gangs. So, everybody's got a gang.
Yeah, well, pretty soon I won't be alive. I don't think I'll be alive, but there's not going to be jobs in this country. That's not done by a computer by itself. There's not going to be many.
That's going to be worldwide. It's going to be
I know if it's here, it's going to be there. But what are people going to do is what I'm trying to get to. You've got Gates. He owns more farmland than anybody in the country, in our country right now. What's he going to do? He could cut off supplies. He could do all kinds of things. But we're letting it happen.
Yep.
China owns a lot of land. And what do we, you know, we just go ahead and let it happen. As long as they grease the palms of somebody in the state house or capital, boom, Everybody turns a blind eye.
I wonder if other countries allow foreign countries to own part of their country, like either a port or, well, I don't know if they do or not.
Other than embassies, usually not.
No. China, you think China's going to let you go in and buy hundreds and thousands of acres? No.
I know China's not, but... Hello?
Yes,
and who's there?
John Doe.
John Doe.
Hey, John Doe.
Yeah, I was just going to say, China will allow you to have certain amount of shared ownership, like 20%, but not any more than that. So that way they still dominate the control.
But
are you talking about land or businesses? I'm talking about land.
Oh, okay. I'm not sure about the land, but as far as businesses, corporations, you know, whether Kentucky Fried Chicken, Burger King, or whatever, they get to have a certain amount of shared ownership, but it's a small percentage, so that way the Communist Party gets to maintain majority ownership.
That's right. And General Moses had to give them the plans, everything, how to build everything before they could build a vehicle in China. So they could kick General Motors out and start their own little car manufacturing, or keep it same as it is. And
we
General
have
Motors have no saying so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say that we have Americans right here in the United States of America that turn around and sell out their stuff to the highest bidder, which happens to be foreign interest people, and they don't question it. And it's like, come on, guys, you got to realize if these, for example, Wall Street, they got a lot of foreign investors in Wall Street. Wall Street makes money hand over fist. All of this money that was supposedly to help out during the pandemic gets funneled. Do what?
Yeah, there's been like five different things I've wanted to say, but I haven't wanted to interrupt. Anyway.
Yeah. Well,
it reminds me of like my mom's farm, because like a big company wanted to buy my grandpa's farm, and my mom got offered like $20,000 more than an offer from a married couple that wanted to farm and wanted to actually use the land like my grandpa did. They wanted to be organic and stuff. And so my mom actually sold my grandpa's farm for $20,000 less than offered from a big corporation to this couple that was going to keep it intact. Like, we need more of that.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Yeah, somebody stole all that land.
I can't believe it.
Oh, go ahead, Bianchi.
Well, that's the same thing in Africa. You never own land. You lease it. Foreigners, 50 years. Indigenous people, 99.
Okay. All right.
But that's what China has gotten control of, a lot of our ports, and then they buy up a bunch of the agricultural land.